Think about your pet's safety and recommends the following guidelines to protect your companion animals. Keep your cats inside. Outdoor cats can freeze, become lost or stolen, injured or killed. During the winter, outdoor cats sometimes choose to sleep under the hoods of cars where it's warmer. Before starting your car, you should bang loudly on the hood and wait a few seconds to give the cat a chance to escape. Never let your dog off the leash on snow or ice, especially during a snowstorm. Dogs frequently lose their scent in snow and ice and can easily become lost. More dogs are lost in the winter than any other season, so make sure they always wear ID tags. Thoroughly wipe off your dog's legs, paws, and stomach when they come in out of the sleet, snow, or ice. Salt can irritate paws, and antifreeze or other chemicals could be toxic if ingested. Visit www.aspca.org for more information.
Tuesday morning on the Wake Up Call, we are honored to visit with Arun Gandhi, the grandson of the late Indian leader Mahatma Gandhi. He's co-founder of the Gandhi Institute for Nonviolence and thinks President Bush is exploiting his country and couldn't care less about the poor. Gandhi says his grandfather worked for compassion, respect, and understanding between different people. But Mr. Bush is seeking peace through the barrel of a gun. It should be a no-holds-barred, made-for-radio event Tuesday morning at 7 on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz.
The American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, I'm Dr. Tom Shives. In the movies, pratfalls are a common way to get a laugh, but in real life, falling down is no laughing matter. Every year, more than 730,000 people over age 65 are treated for falls related to stairs, bathtubs, furniture, and carpeting. Here are some tips to keep you on your feet. Use good lighting in your home. Don't place loose area rugs at the bottom or top of stairs, and put treads on each bare wood step. Install grab bars on bathroom walls near the toilet and bath or shower. Clear any clutter or electrical cords from the floors and watch out for pets that can trip you up. And if you can't stand on one foot for more than 5 seconds, try balance strengthening exercises such as Tai Chi. These tips can help you cut your risk of falling and injuring yourself. For more information, visit the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons online at aaos.org.
You're listening to AM 920 WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister.
For us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
freedom. So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, and we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake up call. I'm Liz Brown. Oh my goodness. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You need to get to me. You need to get to me. My goodness. We have so much stuff to talk about. So much stuff. Where do we begin? Where do we begin? I don't know. The word that just went through my mind is eve of destruction. No, I just happened to be doing my thing and looking up stuff for you to all to hear about. And I came across a story out of the Guardian. That's not a United States based newspaper. That's out of the UK. United Kingdom, for those of y'all who don't know. And the story coming out of The Guardian, out of the UK, is that John Bolton, you remember him. He is a out-of-control mouth that believes that there is no problem that cannot be solved by the barrel of a gun. No, there isn't. There's no problem that can be solved either by the barrel of a gun or a bullet. That believes that diplomacy is for wussies. And what job did George Bush give him? The most important diplomatic job in the country. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. He didn't send him to Southern Ireland. He sent them to send John Bolton to the United Nations. Eve of destruction. Eve of destruction. You see, John Bolton was chatting it up with some British MPs, you know. That was just a little exchange. Shooting the stuff. And in the course of this conversation, in the course of this chatting it up, in this course, in the course of this shooting the stuff, John Bolton said that military action could bring Iran's nuclear program to a halt if all diplomatic efforts fail. Huh? This boy is out here shooting this stuff right in front of the International Atomic Energy Agency. And they are going to forward a report on Iran's nuclear activities to the UN Security Council. Bolton said that they must know, talking about Iran, they must know everything is on the table and they must understand what that means. We can hit different points along the line. You only have to take out one part of their nuclear operation to take the whole thing down. Do y'all realize how huge of a eve of destruction? Y'all realize how huge of a statement that is? Eve of destruction. Do you understand what we're talking about here? This man has, diplomats, it is not the job of a diplomat to, I mean, it should be counterintuitive to a diplomat to say anything like that. What you're saying is that there are already plans on the table to attack Iran. And you have told the world what those plans are. And as the Guardian newspaper says, it is unusual for an administration official to go into detail about possible military action against Iran. You see, to produce significant amounts of enriched uranium, Iran would have to set up a self-sustaining cycle of processes, and Bolton appeared to be suggesting that that cycle could be hit at its most vulnerable point. And here's the interesting piece. In contradiction to that, Condoleezza Rice said that no one has said that we have to rush immediately to sanctions of some kind, talking about Iran. So we have Condoleezza Rice talking that we're not even talking about sanctions, and John Bolton, the diplomat, saying, "Oh yeah, we'll nuke you. And here's where we're going to nuke you. Here's where we're going to hit you. Here's where we're going to be. This is where we're going to be hitting you." And it's like a eve of destruction. John Bolton said, "Oh, when given an opportunity to, you know, bag up a little bit, you know, to take a less hawkish stance, a less frightening stance, a less provocative stance. I mean, because he ain't got no babies in this war. He's playing toy soldiers with all your babies." Talking this smack about, we're going to start, and they send your hairy behind to Iraq or Iran. Oh no, we have these old hairy men looking like he's that character from Bugs Bunny, Rootin' Tootin' Sam, Cheyenne Sam. Rootin', tootin', shootin' cartoon character. He reiterated his smack when he was talking to American Israel Public Affairs Committee, the leading pro-Israel U.S. lobbyist. He said, quote, "The longer we wait to confront the threat Iran poses, the harder and more intractable it will become to solve. We must be prepared to rely upon comprehensive solutions and use all of the tools at our disposal to stop the threat that the Iranian regime poses." These are the people that are discussing that are in charge of our diplomatic solutions. The people that are talking about, we will strike you nuclearly. We will use nuclear weapons against you. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Eve of destruction. These are astounding times that we live in. that we are living in. Mm. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. Or you can check me out at my archives at WhiteRoseSociety.org. That's WhiteRoseSociety.org. Let me get to one or two calls here before we get to our break. 454-0400 is the phone number. And don't forget that if you want to fax me, you can do that at 1-314-454-6609. Scott.
Yes, how's it going today?
It's outstanding.
Good. I think Europe has used a lot of strong language, too. They haven't talked about bombing them or anything yet, but Israel, I'm sure, has some plans. Iran, Ahmadinejad, he called for the annihilation of Israel.
And here's the thing, Scott. Here is the thing. It's one thing for people outside of the era, the atmosphere, the job description of being a diplomat, to call for an attack on Iran. It's another thing for the highest ranking diplomat to be out there spouting off stuff that is even contrary to what Condoleezza Rice is saying. That is not a diplomatic thing, and that's what demonstrates that you should not be in a diplomatic place. Solutions of all solutions, and you should listen to the next hour when I have the grandson of Gandhi on to talk. There are solutions that do not lead to the firing of a bullet. And when you put somebody who favors the bullet in front of, before anything else, in charge of diplomacy, all you're going to end up with is the eve of destruction.
Well, you need to have contingencies.
You need to have what?
Contingencies.
But again, Scott, we're not talking. We have contingencies. We have more bullets, more guns than any other country on the face of this earth. We have contingencies.
2001, in December 2001, there was a tactical nuclear weapon caught in Israel.
And?
Well,
and what? And what? And what?
Annihilation of the country.
And again,
that's
Scott.
Strong language,
of course. And Israel has called for the annihilation of them as well.
They have not.
Yes, they have. You don't think that preemptive strikes on people, on communities, there were two little Palestinian boys, an 8-year-old and a 15-year-old, that died yesterday as a result of a preemptive strike by Israel on the Palestinian people. They call them preemptives. They call them preemptive strikes. That's striking before anybody strikes you. If that's not a cry or a call or an act of annihilation, what is?
Well, do you think, when did Israel annihilate Iraq when they took out their nuclear plant?
Not yet.
In 82?
Not
they
yet.
They didn't annihilate them in 82?
Not yet.
They took out their power plant.
Not yet.
So you think that's whenever they get back Gaza, that's they want to annihilate them?
How
you annihilate people to give them back half their land?
In fact, as a fact of the matter, they haven't given them back half of their land. And again, if you had listened
wait a minute.
If you listened to the show yesterday, what kind of land has Israel provided the Palestinians with?
I understand they can't even go outside of the city.
So how is that giving?
Difficult situation.
How is that giving them back? You're trying to make them sound like they're some benevolent master servant type of a thing. They haven't given them back their land. Israel has violated so many of the UN treaties, and they get to sit there fine and dandy. They can violate UN treaties. However, nobody else can violate them without the threat of a nuclear attack or the bullet or the butt of a gun. There have to be diplomatic solutions, and no solution is a preemptive strike on anybody. That is counter God. That is counter God.
It worked in 82.
Sure. And Stalin got the trains to run on time, too.
And Hitler also got done what he wanted to do. There are all kinds of ways to get stuff done, Scott. The question is do you get them done at the expense of humanity, or do you get them done at the expense of your bank account?
I really enjoy the whenever you guys compare like Bush and our leaders to Hitler and Stalin and Saddam Hussein, who know how to run a country. Running a country is killing everybody that opposes you.
And running a country is silencing everybody that opposes you.
Wait a minute. This is nothing like a Stalag. It's nothing like SS.
I think if you called the families of the people who are living at Guantanamo, who have not had access to a lawyer, who have not had access to their family, who have not been charged with anything, who have not seen a judge. Hold on. I think if you called them and then called the families of the people at gulags and had them do a little compare and contrast, there wouldn't be any differences. And that's our good government. Our government that made the decision. We're going to Guantanamo because that is out of the reach of the laws of the United States of America. What? The fact of the matter is that Hitler didn't believe that he had to follow any laws either. Has George Bush created concentration camps? You doggone Skippy. Have people died as a result of those concentration camps? Are they in those concentration camps based upon their ethnicity? You doggone Skippy. Have people died in those concentration camps? You doggone Skippy. Has George Bush says he hadn't done anything wrong? You doggone Skippy. Are there millions of people in those concentration camps? Not yet. But guess what? Halliburton has been given a $300 million contract to build a whole lot more detention camps. Listen and learn, watch and wait, Scott. Eve of destruction. We're taking a break. My name is Liz Brown. It's the wake-up call. I'll be back. You need to get to me.
Steady and strong. It does not know defeat. I feel it power. And know the strength of truth. In every soul, there is a memory.
Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your local REMAX office. Eastbound 44 at 141 at Merrimack River Bridge looks good. Northbound 55 from Imperial Main to Butler Hill. Expect normal traffic. Northbound 270 at 44 and Marshall. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between Chesterfield Airport and Mason Road. Look for no problems to report there. Eastbound 70 at 370 and the Blanchet Bridge looks good. Westbound 270 from Bell Fountain all the way into West Florissant is on the move. Westbound 70 at Grand. Look for an incident that has been cleared, but there may be some delays this hour. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79, look for slow traffic going on there. Westbound 5570 from 4th Street onto the PSB, it is slow. Westbound 64 at the 5570 split, look for no problems there. Martin Luther King Bridge between the Gravel Pit all the way onto Laclede's Landing is on the move. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge, no problems there to report. Northbound 67 at Papin, look for an injury accident. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your Greater St. Louis Area REMAX office. Buying or selling a home could be the biggest financial transaction in your lifetime. Why trust your investment to anyone other than an experienced REMAX agent? Find your REMAX agent at REMAX.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Pretty much the same straight across the board. Partly sunny today with a high in the mid-50s. However, tonight everything changes. Chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then showers and thunderstorms after midnight with locally heavy rainfall expected after midnight. The low should be in the mid-40s. Wednesday, occasional showers and thunderstorms, high in the lower 60s. Wednesday evening, showers and thunderstorms to continue with a low in the mid-50s. And Thursday, showers and thunderstorms again, high in the lower 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 33 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 34. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Are you hungry? You need to go to Sweetie Pies, 4270 Manchester, 9481 West Florissant. Fried chicken wing, beef liver, baked chicken, pork chops, everything good that you want to eat. Sweetie Pies, 4270 Manchester, brand new location. Check them out. Makes you want to kiss your mama.
Join the Power Hour, Let's Get Busy, hosted by Zaki Baruti at our new hour at 9 p.m. every Thursday night for insightful information and intelligent discussion of the issues of the day. Tune in to the Power Hour, Let's Get Busy. Remember, knowledge is power.
Praise the Lord, everyone. This is the Elder Mitchell Thornton of the All Request Sweet Sounds of Music. We bring you the best gospel sounds in St. Louis, as well as the up-to-date church news to help you plan your weekend worship every Saturday morning from 7:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. right here on WGNU 920 on your radio dial.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. This is the station that discusses the issues that matter most to you. And if you have a problem with personal work or family relationships, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in to Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Weekday afternoons from 2 to 4. Then go do the right thing.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Down by the river, taking off my shoes, jumping in the water, washing away these blues. Now just an ocean, current takes hold. Words already been spoken, tales already been told. Hearts already been broke, wounds already been healed. Do you want to be loved? Do you want to be loved for real? Do you want to be loved?
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. 454-0400 is my phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Scott.
Yeah, the Zionists are the Jewish terrorists. They annihilated Palestine in 1948. Also the bombing of the nuclear power plant in Iraq. That wasn't a solution. That was just delaying the inevitable Armageddon, which it may be coming soon.
It's just about patience. You know, yeah. I mean, it's about patience and watching what is happening. The fact of the matter is that the solution, that when you have a diplomat, the chief diplomat of the United States, John Bolton, talking to anybody about we're going to take Iran out. Those are dangerous times. I mean, that does not have to happen.
Right. Well, yeah, I think it's, I think that's what it's going to come to. I mean, it's a huge mistake, what the UN did. I mean, you know, what the Nazis did to the Jews was terrible, but then to just say, well, we'll just give them Palestine and kick the Palestinians out, you know. And they did the partition thing, but I mean that's
the fact of the matter is that the way the way the Palestinian people are living right now, as it's just outrageous that Palestinian people pay their taxes and the Jewish Authority says, I'm going to keep your money and not giving it because I don't like who you elected. You don't get to make that choice.
Right. Oh, yeah, because it's an occupation. So they, you know.
So there you go. There you go. Thanks, Scott. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. I guess Jack Abramoff is going to jail anyway. Huh. Okay. Who is Jeb Bush? Who is Jeb Bush? Let me see. He's the brother of George W. Boy George. Okay. He's an elected official in the state of Florida. That's right, Florida. Huh. Now, just follow me on this. How do you become a federal judge in Florida? You are appointed by the president, and you're recommended by the governor of the state. The governor has a weigh-in, not an official weigh-in, at least not in the state of Missouri. I don't imagine in any other state, but they weigh in. It's a political appointment. It's paying back, folks. So, a federal judge has refused to delay sentencing 90 days for Jack Abramoff. Now, here's what's happening here. Federal prosecutors, and the way that the criminal justice system is set up today, particularly in the federal courts, the prosecutor has a whole lot of say. From sentencing to probation to the amount of time that someone gets. Judges usually defer to what the U.S. attorney wants. That's what judges do. And the prosecutors in the case of Jack Abramoff are saying give Jack Abramoff 90 days because he is cooperating in ongoing investigations. Connect the dots, y'all. Connect the dots, y'all. A Florida judge has said, I don't care about those ongoing investigations. I bet you do care. And that's why you're sending him to jail, because you're hoping, just follow the dots. You're hoping that Jack Abramoff, if he's sent to jail before he was ready to go, will clam up. And who would that help? Huh? Would it help Democrats or would it help Republicans? Would it help Republicans in an election where Jack Abramoff is the death sentence to just about every Republican out there, let alone every Republican that's trying to get reelected? Huh. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And here's the deal. Prosecutors are saying that the cooperation. See, here's the deal. It's not 90 days that Jack Abramoff thought that he would have to surrender in. Jack Abramoff thought he would be out for years. Because that's the way the trial system is going to work with getting at these people. Who does this benefit? Why, it benefits the Republicans. Don't tell me that it doesn't matter. Tell me that it doesn't matter. It's not about the crime. It's about who commits the crime. Jack Abramoff pled guilty on January 4th that he fabricated a fake wire transfer to make it appear that they were putting a sizable chunk of their money into the $147 million purchase of a casino. He wouldn't have pled guilty if he thought he wasn't going to be out for years.
And this Miami, Florida judge, federal judge, is going to make sure that he's not. You think Jack will shut up? I think he will. Maybe that explains why Tom DeLay was at a fundraiser instead of working his election that's taking place today. The primary takes place in Texas today, and Tom DeLay has competition. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up. Maybe Jack knows something. Maybe Tom DeLay knows something that we don't. Stay with me, folks. We're taking a break. 454-0400 is my phone number. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline, Washington. In light of the proposed sale of American port operations to a management firm out of Dubai, it's interesting to note that the United Arab Emirates forbids foreign entities to own a controlling interest in any businesses based there. Foreign investors are permitted to hold an equity ownership of no more than 49%. The Emirates also prefer management of such companies be done by UAE nationals. While there are free trade zones near its major port, which contain foreign-owned import and export operations, these only allow for the income and outflow of goods and not for actually doing business in the UAE itself. So the concept of reciprocal free trade would appear to be a one-way street as far as the United Arab Emirates are concerned. And a Dateline Baltimore. There's a new drug out that is supposed to be promising in the treatment of some forms of cancer. The problem is, it's so expensive, few people can afford it. The drug is called Avastin and was created by a company named Genentech. Right now, it's being used to treat colon cancer, but the price for a year's treatment is about $50,000. Researchers say it can prolong life about 6 months if it's used in combination with chemotherapy. Genentech says it'll be soon ready to use it on breast and lung cancer as well, but it's going to cost around $100,000. Those people who are fortunate enough to have health insurance are still going to have to shell out co-payments in the neighborhood of about $20,000 to obtain the drug. And some insurance companies are even refusing to cover its costs altogether. This new medication is bringing in $1 billion a year for Genentech, which is a biotechnology company majority owned by Roche. And Roche is forecasting those sales to rake in $7 billion a year within the next 3 years. And that's just in the United States alone. While the drug makers justify exorbitant costs for new medicines by alluding to research and development costs, the National Institutes of Health, which is a federal government agency, has given the company 11 grants for Avastin research over the last 4 years, meaning that most people who need it but can't afford it have already helped pay for it through their tax dollars. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
Hi, this is Jamila Nasheed, candidate for state representative. Election time is in August, but tax time is now, so I have some very important information for our community. Did you know that under the Circuit Breaker Tax Credit Program, senior citizens and disabled veterans can receive a check up to $3,000 or more? Monies that can be used for the high cost of prescription drugs, high utility bills, and the rise in price of gasoline. For more information about the Circuit Breaker Tax Credit Program, call me at 409-5730 so that I can help you help yourself. If you have already filed your income taxes, don't worry. You still have time. Once again, call me, Jamila Nasheed, at 409-5730.
Paid for by citizens to elect Jamila Nasheed, State Representative for the 60th District. Felicia Brooks, Treasurer.
Are you hungry? You need to go to Sweetie Pies, 4270 Manchester, 9481 West Florissant. Fried chicken wing, beef liver, baked chicken, pork chops, everything good that you want to eat. Sweetie Pies, 4270 Manchester, brand new location. Check them out. Makes you want to kiss your mama.
Hello out there, radio land. This is Pastor A.A. Boyd, a proud pastor of the Holy Olivet Baptist Church. I come on this radio station every Saturday, the Glory Time broadcast from 7 to 7:30. Will you turn me on? you'll certainly be glad you did. And God bless you.
Hey, WGNU listeners, this is Keith Gray from Higher Ground. You can hear me from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. I look forward to talking to you folks.
Who's the hero where you work? The receptionist that can balance 12 things at once? The whiz kid that can change a toner cartridge without making a mess? The assistant that finds everything you misplace? Well, now it's your turn. All you have to do is drop your business card at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard, and you could be the next WGNU Workplace Hero. We'll draw a new winner every week beginning Friday, March 10th, and you'll be the hero of your workplace on Monday when we deliver a basket full of assorted goodies from Great Harvest Bread, Thomas Premium Blend Coffee, and WGNU Radio. Contest ends May 29, 2006. Employees of WGNU Radio and contributing sponsors not eligible. One prize per employer, please. So go ahead, be a hero. Visit the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store at 9449 Olive Boulevard. Leave a business card and that's it. You could be the next WGNU Workplace Hero. Sponsored by the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, Thomas Brand Coffee, and AM 920 WGNU.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. What kind of world are we living in? Hitler-esque? Stalin-esque? Are these the halcyon days? Are these the good times? No one can do Hitler like Hitler. After all, he was Hitler. But there are people that can do Hitler-esque things. It's a Hitler-ish. It's Hitler-ish to create a concentration camp for citizens based upon their ethnicity. It's Guantanamo. It's Hitler-ish. It is Hitler-ish to allow the military to create a database on our children, starting in grade school. All their private data. Putting it in there. It's Hitler-ish. It's Hitler-ish to arrest people for wearing T-shirts that say something that you don't like. That's Hitler-ish. It is Hitler-ish to keep people who have opposing views outside of a town hall meeting for all citizens, right? It's George W. Bush that's created, went across this country and created these supposedly town hall meetings on Social Security. But if you didn't like the plan, you weren't allowed to go in and ask any question. That's Hitler-ish. Did they do the jackboot duck walk into the meeting? No. That's why it's Hitler-ish. It's not Hitler. Only Hitler's Hitler. But it certainly is Hitler-ish. Hitler-ish. It's Hitler-ish. For the Vice President of the United States to shoot somebody in the face and in the heart and say, I don't have to go to the media. I don't have to tell anybody that I did that. That's Hitler-ish. That's real Hitler-ish. Do a million people have to die in a concentration camp before a comparison to Hitler can be made? Of course not. Of course not. Hitler was a bad man. George Bush is a bad man. You are a bad man when you advocate secrecy at the expense of democracy. You are a bad man if you are not willing to listen in a democracy, that you're unwilling to listen to other viewpoints. Yes, you're a bad man when you are intolerant of other viewpoints, when you are intolerant of dissent. Yes, that's bad. When you are in the job or you're supposed to represent an entire nation and you're saying, because you oppose me, I don't want to listen to you. That's bad. You are a bad man when you advocate the right to torture human beings. Demand the right to torture human beings. Oh, that's Hitler-ish. That's Hitler-ish. And if you don't think so, you need to read a book or two on Hitler. And the things that he did. The first thing that he did was to create a database of all citizens. 4540400. What? 4540400 is my phone number. 4546609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of things to talk about. 4540400. Sandy.
Oh, hi, Liz.
Good morning.
Hi. I guess this sounds like a dumb question, but, you know, I can't really hear your show where I'm at right now. And I want to ask you real quick, do you still have book club?
No, I do not.
Oh, okay.
All right, Sandy. 4540400 is my phone number. 4546609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call.
Hey, Liz.
Yes.
This is Dorian. I just turned on and heard you talk about Hitler, so I'm not sure if anybody has called in or you talked about anything that was on the news last night. You know how they do the teasers, you know, stay tuned at 10 o'clock. There was something on and they showed this white blonde teacher who supposedly, I don't know where, who supposedly was fired because he criticized.
This was in Denver. This was in Denver. A student recorded his voice. He made a comment after the State of the Union address criticizing what Bush had said. A student had recorded him in the classroom, took the recording home to his dad, and the school fired him.
Now, you talk about Hitler.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. In America.
Uh-huh.
In America. Now, how many teachers made comments about Bill Clinton? And I'm certainly not defending Bill Clinton. I don't like Bill Clinton. But the fact of the matter is that it's not about the crime. It's about those who stand accused of crime.
But that's not a crime. You know, or did I oversleep and miss the part when they have officially cut out the Bill of Rights?
There you go.
You know, with the free speech. Isn't that what they're defending these cartoons?
That's right.
Defaming. I mean, just stop and think how the Christians, and I consider myself a Christian, if they portray Jesus in a demeaning manner in a cartoon.
There you go. Thank you, Arlene.
Okay, thanks.
4540400 is my phone number. Car phone.
How you doing, young lady? Just a little excerpt on the shooting incident with Cheney. You hear a lot of people saying, well, the man didn't really get hurt. What gunshot doesn't hurt anybody?
Who says he didn't get hurt? He was in intensive care, shot in the heart. What person devoid of reality said
Molly he didn't? And others, you know.
He didn't get hurt. He was in intensive care.
All gunshots are meant to hurt.
But he was in intensive care. Oh, for Christ's sake.
What's his condition?
Oh, for Christ's sake. Thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Yes, quickly, please.
I was listening at the radio. Do you know about the circuit breakers for the LA and the six?
Yes. I don't know, but I can give you a number.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll have to do that after I get off the air.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. I'll be back with the grandson of Gandhi in the next hour. Stay with us.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
The latest from the ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. That is an anchor on Al Jazeera TV who's talking over a silent videotape broadcast today on the Arabic TV channel. It shows three of the four Western peacekeepers who are held hostage now in Iraq. One of the hostages shown on the tape is British, two are Canadian, but an American who was also kidnapped is nowhere to be seen.
In the last video, there was speculation that because the two Canadian hostages appeared to be have their hands untied and appeared to be eating, and the British hostage and the American hostage seemed to have their hands tied behind their back. There was speculation that perhaps because the Canadian government opposes the war in Iraq, that the Canadian hostages were being treated better. We didn't really glean any more information from this new video. It's a very short video, and you cannot hear the audio.
ABC's Jake Tapper in Baghdad. Congress takes a look at cruise ship safety today after a string of problems on the big boats, including the disappearance of a Connecticut businessman.
Congress believes that security operations on cruises need to be better regulated. Right now, cruise lines don't even report the ratio of security personnel to passengers. They say they need to keep that information secret for security reasons.
ABC's Liz Marlantes in Washington. We're learning more about the last moments of a Southwest Airlines flight that ended with the jet running off a runway at Chicago's Midway Airport. The air traffic controllers can be heard telling the pilot on a taped recording that the conditions were not good for landing. The jet crashed a car. It killed a child. Baseball Hall of Famer Kirby Puckett has died. The outfielder played his entire career with the Minnesota Twins. General Manager Terry Ryan says you didn't find many players like Puckett.
He was a popular guy in more ways than one. Not only was he a great baseball player, but he was one of those guys you wanted to be around.
Puckett was forced into retirement at the age of 32 when he lost sight in one of his eyes due to glaucoma. He was 45. So you say you didn't watch the Oscars, you weren't alone. Only 39 million Americans did. This is ABC News.
This new Medicare business was pretty confusing to me. I was in Walmart the other day and asked the pharmacist about it. She told me Walmart and Sam's Club pharmacies accept all Medicare plans. I just showed her my Medicare prescription drug card, and she filled all of my prescriptions. No hassle, no problem. It was just that easy. I've got better things to do than deal with confusing prescription details, so from here on in, I'm going to Walmart or Sam's Club pharmacy for my Medicare prescriptions.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a Check and Go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at Check and Go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check and Go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
Check your calendar. There's just over 2 years till the next presidential election, and an ABC News poll wanted to know what you think of two possible, some say probable, candidates. ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey checked out the numbers.
In 2003, Hillary Clinton said she was not running for president.
I don't have any intentions or plans of running.
A year later, she found the very idea laughable.
To laugh.
It may no longer be a laughing matter. The ABC poll shows more than half of American voters, 52%, have a favorable opinion of the New York senator. But while she has especially strong support among Democrats, Republican John McCain of Arizona has strong appeal across both party lines. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
The poll of 1,000 adults has a 3-point margin of error. Middle America is getting a more Latin flavor. New research shows Latinos are heading to the heartland. They're looking for better economic opportunities. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, investigators believe an unclaimed body in a St. Clair County morgue may be that of blues guitarist Clarence Johnson. The man was taken to a hospital from his unheated East St. Louis apartment in mid-February and died of hypothermia. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports a man who claims to be Johnson's stepson could visit the coroner's office today to make a positive identification. If no one claims the man's body, he will be buried in a donated casket in an unmarked grave. Anyone with information is asked to call the St. Clair County Coroner's Office at 618-233-4442. Illinois senior and disability advocates are continuing to try to help senior citizens understand the Medicare Part D prescription drug plan. A roundtable forum was held yesterday in Alton, where a variety of issues surrounding the plan were addressed. Steve Pittman, the director of the Illinois Alliance of Retired Americans, says one issue surrounds the fact that the plan should be administered through Medicare and not private insurance companies.
It works. They know how to access it. And in fact, a recent study was put out so that if we had done this through Medicare, for the money that the federal government and Medicare beneficiaries are going to spend on these private plans, we could have covered 100% of everybody's prescription drug costs.
Pittman says if that was done, there would still have been $40 billion left over once everyone received coverage. Finally this hour, intelligence isn't measured by one's level of education. Internationally renowned intelligence expert Dr. Justin Menkes says the definition of intelligence was crafted by academics who defined it to fit their own strengths. Menkes says a person's thought process is more important than how much they know. His theories are highlighted in his latest book, Executive Intelligence, What All Great Leaders Have. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. The Napa Hat Swap has begun. Just bring any old hat into your local Napa Auto Parts store, and they'll swap it for a brand new Napa racing hat. Napa, get the good stuff. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by REMAX. Westbound Martin Luther King Bridge at Missouri Bank. Look for the right lane to be closed due to work on the casino. Traffic is jammed at the 5570 split. Northbound 270 at Clayton. Look for an incident cleared to the shoulder. Eastbound 44 at Bowles and 270. Normal traffic. Northbound 55 at Richardson and 270. Normal traffic. Northbound 270 between Gravelway and 44. However, slow traffic to report there as well. Eastbound 70 between Mid Rivers Mall and Zumbel. Look for no problems to report. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79, slow traffic there. Eastbound 40 between Brentwood and Hanley. Look for slow traffic going on there as well. Eastbound 40 between Woods Mill and Mason. No problems to report. Westbound 5570 from the exchange onto the PSB. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 64 at Bow Avenue and the 5570 split is slow. Westbound Kingbridge traffic between Route 3 and 8th Street. Look for the approaches onto the Poplar Street Bridge are looking good. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your local REMAX office. Heading home to your apartment, head home to your home, to your new house. Earn credit for your rent when you pay today. Use your credits to own your home tomorrow. Go to remaxheadinghome.com. Turning renters into owners. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Partly sunny day, high in the mid-50s. This evening, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, and Chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight with locally heavy rainfall after midnight. The low should be in the lower 40s. For Wednesday, pretty much the same. Showers and thunderstorms, high in the lower 60s. Wednesday evening, showers and thunderstorms with a low around the mid-50s. And Thursday, showers and thunderstorms with a high also in the lower 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 33 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 35. Wind chill outside makes it feel like it's 27. If you're heading to the bus stop, please stay warm. Bundle up. That's a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Stay tuned for more traffic and weather at the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. But up next is Liz Brown, the award-winning wake-up call, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to toll free long distance me, do that again, 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget that I am also available on the World Wide Web at Liz Brown, L-I-Z-Z Brown.com. That's L-I-Z-Z Brown.com. Also, you want to email me, revolution@LizBrown.com. Don't forget that the Wake Up Call is archived every single day at WhiteRoseSociety.org. That's WhiteRoseSociety.org. You can also check out the website, my website at LizBrown.com. You can find out about the shows that we have had, the guests that we have had on, the issues that we have covered, discussed, and additional information about some of our shows, all of our shows. So get to the website, get to the net, because we also are streamed at WGNU.net every day, 24/7. You can check us out on the World Wide Web from Xenia to Zimbabwe. Get to me. Whew. last week, George W. Bush concluded a whirlwind tour. I submitted a tour to get him out of the discussion about 6 months after Katrina. I submit that it was a whirlwind tour to get him from having to talk about the Dubai issue. I suspect that it was more fleeing than diplomacy, but be that as it may. The fact of the matter is he wasn't here in the United States last week. He was traveling the world. Specifically, he went to India. And specifically, he laid a wreath at the grave site of Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi. And I, for one, when I saw George W. Bush laying a wreath there, it was just a jarring experience. Kind of like what I saw when I saw him sitting at front stage and having an opportunity to speak at the funeral of Coretta Scott King. But it was jarring. And to see a man who defends preemptive strikes on nations that have done nothing to... Preemptive strikes, period. On a sovereign nation. And demands the right to torture. Insists upon the right to torture. Laying a reef with them. Saying their names at the same time is jarring. In the same sentence. It's jarring. But that's just me. And I wanted to get to the bottom I wanted to examine this image. I wanted to examine it, and not from my Western perspective. I am what I am. I was born here. And therefore I am influenced as a result of that. But I wanted to get a perspective from someone from India, and someone who is connected with the legacy of Gandhi. So we have as a guest this morning the grandson, Arun Gandhi, joining us from Rochester, New York. Good morning, Mr. Gandhi.
Good morning.
How are you?
Wonderful, thank you.
Very good. It's my understanding, sir, that you believe that India has sold its soul to materialism and will bend over backwards to get some dollars from the United States.
Yes, I do. I think that India had the opportunity when my grandfather showed them the nonviolent way, way back in the 30s and 40s, to show the world that we can create a culture of nonviolence and that we can live happily in that kind of a culture. But it rather chose the materialistic, militaristic way of the West, and it abandoned the way of the East. And now, we are paying the price for it.
Can you talk to us about nonviolence? Because it's my understanding that you believe that we cannot appreciate the depths of nonviolence until we appreciate the breadth of violence that is practiced in society today. There is a connection between the violence and nonviolence.
Exactly. We tend to look at violence only in the physical term, that we think that as long as we are not at war or we are not fighting in the streets, that we are nonviolent people. But we commit violence in many different ways. Many of them are non-physical ways. The way we exploit people, the discrimination, oppression, suppression, name-calling, teasing, looking down on people.
Racism,
sexism, all of these things that we do which hurt people one way or the other, these are acts of violence too. And I call them passive violence because they are not physical violence. So we have to differentiate between the physical violence and the passive violence. And the connection between the two, as Grandfather explained to me, was that we commit passive violence all the time, every day, consciously and unconsciously. And that generates anger in the victim, and the victim then resorts to physical violence to get justice. So it is passive violence that fuels the fire of physical violence. So logically, if we want to put out that fire of physical violence, we have to cut off the fuel supply. Mm-hmm. And that comes from each one of us. So unless we become the change that we wish to see in the world, we can't really create peace there.
Some people would make the argument that violence is our nature. That's just who we are.
No, it's not. I disagree with that. I think what is in our nature is to get angry. And the unfortunate thing is that we have not learned how to deal with that energy in a positive way rather than abusing it. And that's what is causing the violence. You know, we get angry and we lose it and we do things and say things that sometimes changes the course of our lives completely. So what we need to learn is what is anger and how do we use that energy positively. Grandfather used to explain to me that anger is like electricity. It's just as powerful and just as useful as electricity is, but only if we use it intelligently. But it can be just as deadly and destructive if we abuse it. So just as we channel electric energy and bring it into our lives and use it for the good of humanity, we must channel anger in the same way so that we can use that energy for the good of humanity rather than abuse the energy and cause violence. So it is anger that is natural to us, but not violence.
What would your grandfather think of the business decisions, the direction that India is going with today? And what would your grandfather think of the relationship that India has with the United States?
Well, he believed that all the nations of the world should have good relationships, that we should interact with each other, we should help each other through our difficulties. And, you know, just as in a family, we ought to be a world family. So he would be happy to have good relationships with all over the countries of the world. But he believed that materialism and morality have an inverse relationship. That when one increases, the other decreases.
More materialism leads to the lack of morality.
Exactly. And we see this happening all the time here. The more materialistic we become, the less moral we are. And he wanted that we should find a balance between the two so that we could live happily with both material life as well as moral life.
Does living... Are bringing that balance into life between materialism and morality, what does that look like? Does it look like I don't have electricity in my home? Does it look like I don't take advantage of technology? What does that look like?
Well, we have to find a balance. I'm not saying that we adopt poverty altogether. Certain things in life are essential, and we need to find that balance. But if we, you know, create electricity and make it very expensive because somebody wants to make a lot of money out of it, and so that only a few people in the society can use it, and a large number of people or a small number of people are left out because they can't afford it, then that's wrong. We ought to be able to price our things in a way that everybody could use it and everybody could benefit from it. And that is what a moral society would be, where we are willing to share our goodness or things that we have been able to achieve with people who are less fortunate. And I don't mean this in terms of charity. You know, we do give charity. And that is like giving breadcrumbs off the table. And that is working out of pity. We don't want to feel pity for people. We want to feel compassion. And there is a difference between the two.
What is the difference?
The difference is that you see a person, homeless person on the street, and your immediate reaction is to give the person $1 or $2 and say, take this and go out and get something to eat. The other, you know, what we are actually telling that person is to take this money and get out of my face. I hope I don't see you again. And that is out of pity. But if we were to act out of compassion, then we would stop to find out why is this person not capable of taking care of himself or herself, and what are the strengths that they have that can be used to make them stand on their own feet there. And then take some time to show them how they can do it, how they can realize their own strengths. That means a little more commitment on our part, but that's in the long run, it's you know, a very positive thing.
You have, well, let me ask this question before I get to that. The Prime Minister of India and George Bush reached an accord on nuclear energy, bringing nuclear energy to India. And they say that the argument is that this is the only way for the 1.1 billion people of India to get the energy resources that they need. What do you feel about that, and how do you see that decision?
Well, I'm very unhappy that we have nuclear energy at all. I mean, the world would be a much better place if we didn't have the nuclear option. We opened the door, the United States opened the door to this kind of power, and now the whole world wants it. And we can't shut the door and say, well, you know, we are not going to allow anybody else to get this power there. So, you know, this is going to happen, unfortunately. And, you know, the latest thing, of course, India says that they don't have other means of producing electricity because it's all very expensive and it's already, dirty in the scientific sense. And so they need nuclear energy to combat that. And it's very unfortunate. I wish that we just don't have nuclear energy at all and we could do away with all the nuclear power and nuclear weapons.
Well, I mean, India does have choices. They have the choices of solar. They have the choice of wind, renewable energy sources like that.
Yeah, they do, and they are making some research in it. But, you know, like the rest of the world, everybody wants an easy way out.
Mm-hmm.
And India is the same, you know, materialistically.
Are you surprised at the pace with which India is pursuing the materialistic way of living? I mean, the energy appears to be almost as consuming as American materialism.
Oh, yes, I am, man. Terribly surprised by it and pained by it, because I think that India ought to have, it has a tremendous tradition and culture, and they have forgotten that.
What is at the root of that? Where did this forgetfulness
come from? I think it's the greed, you know, the materialistic greed. People want all good things in life and want more and more of it. And it's just plain greed. Materialism thrives on greed.
Mm. One of the things that you have also said, you've described George Bush as a warmonger.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, he has been very fond of war, and he has been one of those types of people who say we shoot first and ask questions afterwards. And that's a wrong policy. After 9/11, he declared a war on terrorists, and we are not able to identify terrorists. We don't know who they are. We don't have labels on them. So we have to go around the world finding bad people and shooting them down. And that's a very wrong thing. I think we are creating more terrorists against us than eliminating terrorists. I think what would have been a very wise policy after 9/11 was to take stock of our relationship with the rest of the world, and especially that part of the world where these terrorists came from, and to find out where have we gone wrong with that relationship and how can we improve that relationship so that people don't hate us anymore.
Is it useful or instructive or even necessary to define people in terms of he's a terrorist, she's a terrorist, he's not a terrorist, she's not a terrorist?
Well, that's exactly the thing that comes out of materialism and greed. You know, we are suspicious of everybody because we think that everybody is out there to take whatever we have. You know, bringing it down to our family level, we have things in our home and we want to protect it from everybody else. And so we build a security network around our homes and we keep everything under lock and key, because we think that everybody out there is out to get us and take things away from us. And there are some people who are there to take things away because they, for some reason or the other, have not been able to cope with society's pressures. And instead of finding out what are those pressures and how can we help those people, we just simply punish them and put them away in prisons and lock the keys, and thinking that every person we punish, to that extent, we have reduced violence against us. But we see that the more harsh laws we have and the more punishment we give, the more crime increases. We have not been able to control crime at all. It just goes on, you know, all the time. So punishment is not what we need to do in international affairs as well as in our societal affairs. We need to find out why are people so desperate that they do such things. They don't do it out of love of it. It's a desperation. And we need to find out as a society what can we do to eliminate that kind of desperation and make them good citizens.
And we have to take a break. I'm talking to Arun Gandhi. He is the grandson of Mahatma Gandhi. He is joining us this morning on the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. I will be back, and we will take some of your questions, some of your calls. Stay with us.
And nothing is for real. When I'm with you, I'm lost for
good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Westbound Martin Luther King Bridge at the Missouri Bank left right lane is closed due to work on at the casino, and traffic is jammed back at 5570. Eastbound 70 at 79. Look for an accident reported involving a dump truck that's blocking the center lane. Northbound 270 between Tesson Ferry and 44, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70 at Mid Rivers Mall, look for slow traffic as well. Westbound 270 at Newhalls Ferry in Washington Elizabeth, you have slow traffic there. Eastbound 40 at Brentwood and Handley, it is slow. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Handley, look for no problems to report. Eastbound 40 from 141 to Mason Road, it is also slow there. Southbound 170 at 270 and the Airport Road, expect delays this hour. Westbound 5570 at Illinois 203 and the PSB, look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 64 at 25th and 5570, look for slow traffic as well. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge, it is slow to the top of the ramp. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Enjoy a little daylight savings at McDonald's. Stop in for one of three delicious breakfast extra value meals, like an Egg McMuffin, hash browns, and a small coffee, all for under $3. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday, pretty much the same after today. Partly sunny skies, high in the mid-50s this evening. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Locally heavy rainfall is possible after midnight with a low in the up mid-40s. For Wednesday evening, and Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Wednesday, look for a low in the lower 60s, and Thursday, look for a high in the lower 60s as well. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 33 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 35, both under cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Are you hungry? You need to go to Sweetie Pies, 4270 Manchester, 9481 West Florissant. Fried chicken wing, beef liver, baked chicken, pork chops, everything good that you want to eat. Sweetie Pies, 4270 Manchester, brand new location. Check them out. Makes you want to kiss your mama.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Hello, this is Regina Ruiz. I would like to invite you to tune in to my broadcast on Sunday afternoons here on WGNU. The program is called Talk to Me. I will be delivering a message to build your faith and improve your life, and will be taking your calls live. Listen every Sunday afternoon at 1:30 and talk to me, Regina Ruiz, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday afternoon on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. And stay tuned for today's solutions with David Lenihan from 4 to 6.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning morning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Like a flower waiting. Like a light bulb in a dark room, I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn me on.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. We are broadcast live. We are streamed on the internet at WGNU.net. And you can also reach me at revolution@lizbrown.com. I am talking this morning to the grandson of Mahatma Gandhi, Arun Gandhi. He's joining us from Rochester, New York. He is also the co-founder with his wife of the M.K. Gandhi Institute for Nonviolence. Mr. Gandhi, could you tell us about what was it like growing up as the grandson of Gandhi? I think that there's a story about you where you kind of tried to test your granddad a little bit to see if he was what he was.
Yeah, indeed, I did. But before I get into that, Liz, I want to remind you, I have to go for this faculty meeting, so I have to leave home 10 minutes to 9.
I know. I'm aware. I'm aware of that.
Yeah. And, after he taught me that lesson in anger and all that, I decided to test him and see whether he could control his anger. And, that was the time he was trying to raise money for his programs by selling his autographs. And every morning and evening after prayer services, hundreds of people would seek his autographs. So I had to go out and bring the autograph books and the money to him for his signature. And one day I thought to myself, I said, why not get an autograph for myself? And so I got a little autograph book and I slipped it into the pile because I didn't have any money. And when he came to that book, he said, why is there no money for this autograph? And I said, because it's my book. And he said, well, you should know that I don't make an exception even for grandsons. If you want an autograph, you will not only have to pay me for it, but you'll have to earn the money and pay me. Don't ask your parents for it. And I said, no way. I said, you are my grandfather, and I'm going to make you give me this autograph free. And he laughed and said, all right, let's see who wins. And from that day, every day when he was in high-level political discussions with Indian politicians or British politicians, I would barge into the room with my autograph book and thrust it in his face and demand an autograph. My logic was that just to get rid of me, he would sign the book and give it to me. But instead, every time I became too boisterous, all he did was put his hands across my mouth, press my head against his chest, and went on talking politics. He never did give me that autograph, and he never, ever got angry with me and told me to get out of the room.
And so
that's when I realized that if he was able to control his anger to that extent, if we learn to control our anger, even 50% of that level, I think we'll make a tremendous difference in the violence that we experience today.
Let me get to a few of our callers here. Peter?
Yes. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning
to your guests. Dr. Gandhi, I wanted to ask you a question concerning Dr. Benhamro Ambedkar. You know, he's sort of like the Malcolm X of the United States, where he brought out the issue of the untouchables and the Hindu Aboriginal tribal groups, including the Dalit, and their continued oppression that goes on in India. And I think their numbers range around 160, 170 million.
Right.
Will they be included? And what is being done to include them in this upcoming progress that India seems to be striving for? Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
Yeah, well, you know, the situation there is the same as the situation here. In both the countries, we passed civil rights laws, and we thought that the law is going to take care of itself, mm-hmm. and that integration will take place. But in both the places, we find that integration has not really taken place. And so, legally, they have all the rights in India, but in effect, in the hearts of the people, they haven't been able to get over the prejudices.
How do you touch the hearts of people to address the issue of racism, of prejudice?
I think that's where nonviolence is such a useful way, because it also deals with educating people, interacting with people, reaching out to people out of love and understanding and respect, and not just out of anger. You know. So,
but how do you get to the hearts of people like that? What do you do?
Gandhi did, and like Dr. King did here in this country, he was able to reach out to the other side and bridge the gap there, and we ought to have done that on a greater scale.
But part of the actions of Martin Luther King involved demonstrating, involved...
it was demonstrating against that evil law, the law that was, about prejudice.
But the signs are down, the laws have been written on the books, but the hatred, the intolerance, and the rage still exists.
Exactly, because we, after the laws were passed and civil rights were granted, everybody sat back and said, now we don't need to do anything at all, and that the laws will take care of this. The law cannot take care of such things. You know, the law doesn't have that compassion and understanding. It only enables you to use things and be where you want to be, but it doesn't give you that. It doesn't change the heart of the people. The heart of the people can be changed only through love.
And when you say that can only be changed through love, what does that look like? Does that mean that you stop demonstrating? Does that mean that you stop taking
Not
action?
Not demonstrating. I think we just have to reach out and invite people, reach out to people, talk to them nicely, show them that we are also, human beings. And it's that kind of cultural and social interaction that needs to be done and break down these prejudices.
Let me get to one more caller here. Anna, do you have a question for our guest?
You know, I just wanted to comment on, King was strongly influenced by Gandhi's, nonviolence.
Right. Okay.
And he brought out nonviolence during the civil rights movement brought out more hatred. Could you comment on that here in America?
Mr. Gandhi.
I didn't understand. How did he bring out hatred?
Well, through the actions of the police and the actions of the citizens in terms of their response to the nonviolent acts of Martin Luther King, the hosing, the dogs, the spitting, the violence.
That is right. You see, when we were trying to get independence from the British, they also unleashed a lot of violence because they know, you know, the administration and the government, they know how to deal with this kind of issues in a violent way. But they don't know how to deal with non-violent people. And so they try to put that fear by resorting to all these violent ways, put that fear in demonstrators and keep them away from doing what they are doing. But that is where we have to stand firm to tell them that we are going willing to suffer, but we are not going to submit to injustice. And that's when, you know, Gandhi said that I am willing to die, but there is no cause for which I am willing to kill.
And you have a Institute for Nonviolence. Where can people find that on the web?
It's on the website, gandhiinstitute.org.
And what will people find when they get there?
Oh, there's a lot of material there on nonviolence, a lot of articles, a lot of information, our programs that we do, and all kinds of things.
Well, I want to thank you very much for joining me on the show this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It was nice being on your show, and I'm sorry about this faculty meeting, but I couldn't avoid it.
I understand. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the wake-up call. We're taking a break now, but we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Dateline Baghdad. Here's a story you haven't heard on the mainstream media. At the urging of the United States, the government of Iraq has adopted a measure that prevents farmers there from saving their crop seeds. This means corporations that specialize in genetically modified food now have a whole new market thrown open to them. Before the war, it's estimated that about 97% of Iraqi farmers used saved seeds from their previous harvest to produce new crops. This new law will only allow for planting of patent-protected material developed by agribusiness corporations, mainly based here in the United States. This is one part of a broad economic restructuring plan put together by the Bush administration. And Dateline Washington. While the Bush administration is considering attacks against Iran over their development of nuclear research, there is another side to this story that has been told very little. Back in 1976, former President Gerald Ford signed an order that gave Iran the right to buy American-built reprocessing equipment that would extract plutonium from nuclear reactor fuel. And Vice President Dick Cheney was on President Ford's transition team, and he was later named as an assistant to the president and later still White House Chief of Staff in November of 75. In another twist of fate, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was also on President Ford's transition team, and he also did a term as Chief of Staff and was Ford's Defense Secretary from 1975 through 1977. Meanwhile, Paul Wolfowitz, who left the Defense Department just last year and now heads the World Bank, was in the Arms Control and Disarmament Agency during the Ford years. The Ford administration supported Iran's quest to develop a large-scale nuclear energy program, but also pushed a multi-billion dollar deal to give Iran large quantities of plutonium and enriched uranium, two key elements to making a nuclear bomb. something they now oppose Iran having. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Hi, this is Jamila Nasheed, candidate for state representative. Election time is in August, but tax time is now, so I have some very important information for our community. Did you know that under the Circuit Breaker Tax Credit Program, senior citizens and disabled veterans can receive a check up to $3,000 or more? Monies that can be used for the high cost of prescription drugs, high utility bills, and the rise in price of gasoline. For more information about the Circuit Breaker Tax Credit Program, call me at 409-5730 so that I can help you help yourself. If you have already filed your income taxes, don't worry. You still have time. Once again, call me, Jamila Nasheed, at 409-5730.
Paid for by citizens to elect Jamila Nasheed, State Representative for the 60th District. Felicia Brooks, Treasurer.
The recent hailstorm may have caused damage to your roof, but beware. When these types of events happen, people called storm chasers appear out of the blue and offer to do the work, but then disappear with your money and only half do the job. Phil Person of Phil Person Roofing reminds you he will be here to serve you long after the storm chasers have come and gone. Person Roofing is a licensed and certified contractor specializing in roof replacements and repairs, and replaces from 200 to 400 roofs a year. Phil Person Roofing, in business 16 years, 361-7127. You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri, St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU Wake Up Call host Liz Brown. This national forum for black public administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri, St. Louis, and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information.
Are you hungry? You need to go to Sweetie Pies, 4270 Manchester, 9481 West Florissant. Fried chicken wing, beef liver, baked chicken, pork chops, everything good that you want to eat. Sweetie Pies, 4270 Manchester, brand new location. Check them out. Makes you want to kiss your mama.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
The champions are coming. Direct from the 2006 Winter Games in Torino, it's John Hancock, Champions on Ice. Don't miss your chance to see all the newly crowned world and national champions. Featuring Michelle Kwan, Sasha Cohen, Johnny Weir, plus Irina Slutskaya, Evgeny Plashenko, Stefan Lombiev, Kenneth Velvet, and Ben Augusto, and many more champions. You've seen them winning gold, silver, and bronze, world championships, and national titles. Now, see the greatest figure skaters in the world live. The music, the lights, and the big production numbers that make Champions on Ice the only show to see. The champions are coming. John Hancock, Champions on Ice. Treat yourself and your family to this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see the best figure skaters in the world. Coming to Savas Center, Sunday, June 18th at 3 p.m. Call 314-241-1888 for tickets today.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Slow down, baby. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Lamar.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Good, good. I
I want to make a comment regarding that news report that just came on, and I just wanted to put this out there. You know, it said that the United States, Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, they all supported the nuclear plan for Iran back in the 70s under Ford. But what people might not realize is that
I can't hear with all that clanging in the background.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Now can you hear me?
Yes.
What people might not realize is that they supported that program for Iran under the Shah. So, and who was one of our bullies at the time. And so, you know, made perfect sense for them to give them a bomb, just like they give all the other European countries a bomb. But once the current administration in Iran came into power, now they oppose that. So I just wanted people to know that they had their reasons for supporting it then and not supporting it now. And, you know, and we don't want to let them get away with the fact with that point. You understand? I want people to understand why they supported it then and they don't support it now.
All right.
That's all I wanted to say. Thank you very much, Liz.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. I think it's fascinating. Right now, we live in a world where there was a caller that called, let me back up just a little bit, a caller that called in the first hour complaining because of the comparison of George Bush to Hitler, that he finds that amusing, that is just, that's inappropriate. If we do not know our history, we are destined to repeat it. There is an appropriateness in remembering what Hitler did. There is an appropriate there is a need for the world to be reminded of great, enormous terrorists, of the world's most terroristic men and what they have done to the world. And it is instructive and it is necessary. I submit to you, it is our responsibility to point out when other men who are in positions of power engage in those similar types of acts. It is important that we do so. The desire, the insistence upon the ability to torture as a nation, that George W. Bush threatened to veto legislation if they didn't allow him to torture. And he's doing that in our name. And tell me what part of Hitler does that not embrace? That is a Stalin. That is a great evil. Does that make you an evil man if you advocate evil? You do the math on that. You do the math on that. There is a torture chamber called Guantanamo that our government specifically went to a place outside of the reach of American law. The mafia didn't go to the Cayman Islands in order to escape American law and not have American law apply to them. Our government went to a place in order to create a torture chamber so that the American and in order to be in a place where the American law could not reach them. Our government did that. And they did it in our name. You tell me what part of Hitler that does not include. I understand only Hitler's going to be Hitler, but these are Hitlerish things. Mm-hmm. We have so much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Ms. Brown, CN2 last night, Harper's Magazine is pushing a call for the impeachment of Bush.
Even more shocking, guess who else is talking the I-word?
Oh, Mr. Conyers was on there. Who else? I'm sorry.
What conservative publication is not advocating but discussing that other people are discussing the I word?
I haven't heard that, ma'am.
The Wall Street Journal.
Oh, my God. Because he was complaining, the head of Harper's was complaining why the press wasn't doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're controlled by just a few people, almost own the whole media. And he couldn't understand it. And Mr. Conyers and Dean from the Nixon administration was on there. And a couple of ex-congressmen. But anyway, they found that he is impeachable. He had all the offenses on there that are impeachable. About the lying, the torture chambers you just talked about.
Well, what is interesting also is the American public and the Zogby poll, when the American public was polled, more people have asked for, have said that if George Bush lied about getting us into this war, he should be impeached. More people said yes to that. 51% said yes to that. And when the same poll was conducted by Zogby about whether or not Bill Clinton should be impeached for what he did, only 29% of Americans said that he should be impeached for that.
Yes, the torture, the lying about the war, and there's a whole bunch of other impeachable offenses this man's committed against the Constitution.
It's going to be these are interesting times. Wall Street Journal had the results of the Zogby poll in it. That's huge.
He needs to be impeached. Thank you.
Absolutely. He lied. We died. Impeach him. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back after this. Stay with me.
It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albin.
I'm responding really well, which is great. I'm going in the right direction. The tumor is shrinking. Thank God.
But in the end, Dana Reeve didn't have enough time. The widow of actor Christopher Reeve has died of lung cancer. She put her career on hold as an actress and singer to care for her husband after he was paralyzed in a horseback riding accident. The couple also became vocal advocates for spinal cord injury research. Dana Reeve announced her diagnosis last year. She was 44. A short, silent video shown on Al Jazeera TV today may speak volumes, both because of who is on it and who's not.
It's the first time any of the peace campaigners have been seen for weeks. And for people like Chris Cole, friend of 74-year-old British hostage Norman Kember, it represents something tangible to cling on to.
We just marked 100 days this weekend since they were abducted. So given that, they look reasonably well.
But just three of the four being held were shown on the clip aired by Al Jazeera. And no explanation was given as to why American Tom Fox was not on the tape. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Zakarias Moussaoui is a day closer to learning if he'll be executed. The sentencing trial of the confessed terror conspirator continues today in Alexandria, Virginia. The trial could last up to 3 months. Will more states follow in South Dakota's lead? It's now ground zero in the fight to ban legal abortion.
South Dakota's ban may be tougher than most, but at least 10 other states are now drafting newly restrictive laws in a frontal assault on Roe v. Wade. They are inspired by a change in the composition of the Supreme Court. With the recent addition of two new conservative justices, some abortion opponents are convinced their time is now.
ABC's Jeff Morrell in Washington. Baseball Hall of Famer Kirby Puckett has died. He spent his entire pro career with the Minnesota Twins. Suffered a stroke over the weekend. He was 45. This is ABC News.
You have allergies. Discover new Allivert Citrus Burst. The instant it touches your tongue, it bursts into action. And you know allergy relief is on its way. New Allivert Citrus Burst is non-drowsy 24-hour relief in a great-tasting, quick-dissolving tablet. Get the allergy relief you need to keep going. Try new quick-dissolving Allivert Citrus Burst. Experience the relief. Use as directed.
Criminal justice is one of America's fastest-growing career fields. With a degree in criminal justice, you can pursue exciting entry-level opportunities. At the ITT Tech School of Criminal Justice, they teach you the fundamentals of the criminal justice system. Classes meet just a few days a week, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Call now for an ITT Tech brochure. 1-800-851-4499. 1-800-851-4499.
Not offered at every campus. Check the ITT Tech for a list of programs offered.
Well, it's a law here in the U.S. If you can't be home on Election Day, you get an absentee ballot. And if you don't do that and you still want to vote, well, you find a way to get to the polls. And apparently that law applies to everyone. Here's ABC's Ann Compton.
A rare slip-up is costing President Bush a quick trip home before the polling place at the Crawford Fire Station closes tonight. No one remembered to write in for an absentee ballot in what is a sizzling hot election year for Republicans. The mother of Press Secretary Scott McClellan is challenging the incumbent governor. And in Houston, embattled Congressman Tom DeLay has serious opposition. And come to ABC News, the White House.
The man who wrote and performed this song is singing the legal blues. New Age musician Yanni was arrested at his Florida home after a domestic dispute with his girlfriend. Police say the singer was charged with battery. The woman says the incident happened as she was trying to leave Yanni's home last Friday. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Pastor Franz Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, two Cottage Hills children are in protective custody after an investigation that began with a dog bite. On February 28th, a 4-year-old boy was bitten by a dog that authorities say was chained and fenced in a yard. Detectives received a tip that the boy and his older brother were allowed to roam the neighborhood while their mother used drugs. The mother, 24-year-old Amanda Sparks, is charged with two counts of endangering the health of a child and one count of permitting the unlawful use of a building. Sparks is free on bond. Her two children are in the custody of the Department of Children and Family Services. Several Metro East counties are experiencing an increase in fatal traffic crashes. The Illinois State Police report 22 fatal accidents in District 11 so far for 2006, compared to 13 at this time last year. More than half of this year's fatal crashes in District 11 have been alcohol-related, and more than half of the victims were not properly restrained. District 11 consists of Madison, St. Clair, Monroe, Bond, and Clinton counties. Finally this hour, the Rams have cut one veteran and added another as teams continue to maneuver under the salary cap. Wide receiver Isaac Bruce was released to save $8 million, while Pro Bowl defensive tackle Leroy Glover was signed to a 3-year contract. Head coach Scott Linehan says Glover is the type of player that makes other players around him better.
It's one of those things where if you can get somebody that can help you play at a higher level and also bring key leadership to your team and get things done the way we want to get them done, it's a huge bonus.
In addition to introducing Glover, Linehan says he hopes the Rams and veteran receiver Isaac Bruce can come to terms on an agreement. The Rams cut the Pro Bowl receiver on Sunday. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by I-55 Travel Safe Partnership. I-55 from Peabody to Festus is a travel safe zone. Buckle up, pay attention, and slow down. There are no warnings, only tickets when you speed, because we want you to arrive alive. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Westbound Martin Luther King Bridge at the Missouri Bank. Right lane's closed due to work on the casino. Traffic is jammed at 5570 this hour. Westbound 40 at Hanley looks for a disabled vehicle that's blocking the acceleration lane. Northbound 270 at McKelvey. All lanes are reopened after an earlier overheated vehicle has been cleared. Eastbound 44 at Bowles and Merrimack River Bridge, look for slow traffic there. Northbound 270 at 55 and 44, look for slow traffic as well. Eastbound 40 from Spady to Lindbergh, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70 at 79, look for slow traffic as well. Westbound 270 at New Halls Ferry and Washington Elizabeth, it is slow. Eastbound 40 between Brentwood and Hanley is slow. Southbound 170 at 270, expect delays around the Airport Road and 270 merge. Northbound 270 between 40 and Ladue. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from 203 onto the PSB. It is stop and go. Westbound 64 at Bile Avenue and the 5570 split. Look for slow traffic. And northbound Route 3 from Queenie onto the Poplar Street Bridge approaches. It is slow traffic due to an earlier train. The East Bridge is jammed heading into downtown as a result of the work that's going on the Martin Luther King westbound bridge lanes. So use caution as you roll up to those areas. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners' tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through March, purchase four tires from your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and receive three complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Partly sunny today, high in the mid-50s. Tonight it all breaks down. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Locally heavy rainfall is possible after midnight with a low in the mid-40s. Wednesday, occasional showers and thunderstorms. High in the lower 60s. Wednesday evening, showers and thunderstorms with a low in the mid-50s. And Thursday, showers and thunderstorms with a high in the lower 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 34 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 34 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. The toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. 920 WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. And don't forget, I am archived daily on the web at whiterosesociety.org. That's whiterosesociety.org. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get up. Get to me. And, let's get to it. Denzel.
Yes, how you doing this morning, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Okay. I just wanted to find out a few things from you. Did you happen to catch a program last night where they interviewed Dick Gregory?
I did not.
Okay. The man, he talked about things that we all know about. One of the things he talked about was Martin Luther King. And he said, and he let a lot of people know this. I didn't even know this. He said that Martin Luther King wasn't assassinated because he was a civil rights leader. This is what he believes, and this is what he said. He said it was because he had the power and obtained the power to persuade political opinion. I wanted to know what you thought about that.
Oh, of course. That's why he was assassinated. Absolutely, that's why he was assassinated. You have to understand the times. I mean, he had the move that he was making with the sanitation workers in the South.
Uh-huh.
I mean, with that strike. That strike was—it wasn't just black people saying, "I want to go to I want you to take down the signs in this restaurant that says that I can't come here."
Uh-huh.
This is about shutting down a city. At economically shutting down a city, letting people know that they have that kind of influence and that kind of power. There's also the shaping of public opinion with his position against the war. Taking that position and bringing together collectively bringing together people that hadn't been a part of the civil rights movement, making anti-war also a civil rights issue. That was huge. You have to shut down somebody from the perspective of a government or in terms of control. You have to shut down somebody that has that kind of ability and that kind of power. You can't unring that bell. Once a community in a world understands that they control it, then those that are in control of it don't control it. And that's not good for them.
Right. Can I say one more thing and then
sure.
I'll let you go. I
sure.
want to hear your comment on this. He also said that he watched closely and he also researched this. He said during the Bill Clinton, during the debacle with Monica Lewinsky, he said when Bill Clinton pointed to that man and to that woman and said, "I did not have sex with that woman," Dick Gregory said he was not lying. He said that he was set up by the handful of people that run the media. And he said that if you were to look closely at the picture where they had her and him on the lawn, he said one thing, they would not have a lot of people behind the president. And he said everyone else in that picture had on short sleeve shirts and shorts and things like that. And she was the only one in a full coat, winter scarf, full hat. And he said that picture in itself didn't look right. So he went researching, and he found out that he saw the same, pretty much the same background, same picture on a movie called Wag the Dog.
And so his position is that Bill Clinton didn't have sex with Monica Lewinsky?
No, his position was that he didn't believe that they did. Because he didn't believe that a round woman of no significance could bring down the presidency.
Oh,
this is what he said. But I wanted to know if it was at all possible. Could you check this out and get back to me on that or mention that on a later show?
Okay. Well, I can tell you now my opinion on that. Whether or not that they have used different types of photographs to put him close to her. I believe that that's something that could be done with regard to whether or not he had a sexual relationship with that woman. I believe that he did. I absolutely believe. I believe that he was engaging in the same type of dancing that I went to a Catholic school. And a lot of girls said that they weren't engaging in sex when they were doing what Bill Clinton, if that came out that Bill Clinton was doing.
Right.
So I think that he was engaging in legalese. I think in his mind, that's not, in his legal mind, he believed that he could make the argument that that was not sex. It is. Your wife thinks it is. So it is. Could they have used, could somebody out there have fabricated or enhanced or created pictures that didn't exist to show his, to visually show his relationship with this woman? Sure, they could have. But I believe that he had, I believe that he did do what she said that they did.
So do you believe that our media is actually controlled to that point? I'm starting to believe that they are.
Sure, they are. I don't know that I would use the word control as much as I believe that our media can be manipulated, easily manipulated.
Easily. Filtered. Okay.
All right. Thanks for
your
call.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And I'll give you an example of that. The Pat Tillman case. Okay, you remember him. He's the gave up $1 million contract to go fight as an officer in Afghanistan. And he was killed in what did the media tell us? What was that phrase that they used? What was that phrase? That is just mind-boggling. It is an illogical phrase. They call it friendly fire. This is wild. That's an interesting phrase. They said that he was killed by a friendly fire. And the press was used by the Pentagon as a tool to demonstrate that Pat Tillman was a symbol of American goodness in a war on terrorism. The press also helped the Pentagon use Pat Tillman as a recruiting tool. And the press was lied to. They lied to Tillman's mama and daddy. They lied to Tillman's friends. And in the tradition of the Jessica Lynch affair, they also lied to the press. The press was manipulated. Because the press was the one that got the quote-unquote truth out about Pat Tillman. And looky-looky, nobody that lied to the press from the Army, none of the Army officials who lied to the press, who have misled the world, have been punished. Tillman's mother says that she believes that evidence of the crime of a crime against her son existed all along. Why are they reopening this case? His father said, if you send investigators in to investigate an investigation that was falsified in the first place, what do you think you're going to get? The family is saying that the friendly fire death was a sham based on lies and that the Army cover-up made it harder for them to deal with their loss. Tillman's mother and father say in interviews that they believe that the military and the government created a heroic tale about how their son died to foster patriotic responses all across the country. The Army, let us not forget, they kept the soldiers on the ground quiet. They told Tillman's family and the public that he was killed by enemy fire. Not only that he was killed by enemy fire, but he was killed while storming a hill, barking orders out to his fellow Rangers. I bet that they had and I can't prove this, but I submit to you that the Pentagon already had a script together that they were going to try to sell to Hollywood. About the story of Pat Tillman. Well, what's the line from a song? But the lies got in the way. They couldn't sell a Hollywood story because the lies got in the way. The fact of the matter is that soldiers in Afghanistan knew almost immediately that they had killed Tillman by mistake. The real story is that the soldiers later burned Tillman's uniform and his body armor. That's hard to that. Now that's a story that can make it to Hollywood, but it won't bring about the results that the Pentagon wants. They won't get another recruit if a story is made of the true story of what happened to Tillman. Just days after Pat Tillman died from friendly fire on a desolate ridge in the southeastern area of Afghanistan, the U.S. Army Special Operations, Special Ops, released a brief account of his last moments. They awarded Tillman a Silver Star for combat valor. Okay, this is after he's dead. And they described how a section of his Ranger platoon came under attack and helped. It was a stirring tale. It was a fitting eulogy. Huh. And understand this. The Army's press release. Now, understand that a press release is something that every word matters. That they carefully structure every single word that they put in there. And the published account not only withheld the evidence of fratricide, killing by your own, but it exaggerated Tillman's role, stripped his actions out of context. They lied. They lied. Huh. Tillman's daddy said it best. Maybe lying's not a big deal anymore. Maybe lying's not a big deal anymore. I swear, I believe in the bottom of my heart that there is a script somewhere on some Pentagon desk. There's some deal that somebody was shipping out. In negotiations with somebody in Hollywood to make a movie about Pat Tillman's death. You cannot convince me otherwise. And that's a movie that's on a shelf gathering dust right now. I said it's on a desk. I'm wrong. It's on a shelf right now. Maybe even headed towards the shredder. They were planning on milking that baby. All that they could. And what's the line from the song, y'all? But the truth got in the way. They couldn't tell the tale. They couldn't sell the story. And they also wanted to take advantage of that little blonde girl that they lied about, too. The truth got in the way of that, too. Jessica Lynch. Truth got in the way. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. And don't forget, email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. How is all of this dishonesty? How is all of this these lies? How is this working out for Republicans? I mean, there's an article that came out on Friday, and it. If you don't believe in God, maybe you believe in karma. You know, if you don't believe in God, maybe you believe in karma. That you know, you put out some bad stuff, and stuff comes back to you bad, okay? George W. Bush was on vacation when Katrina struck. And it seems, and he was disconnected, disinterested when it hit, after it hit. This is a man that was totally unplugged from the pain and the suffering and the devastation of American citizens. His response prior to Katrina was monstrous disinterest. His response during Katrina was disorganized. And his response in the 6 months after Katrina is disgusting. If you believe in God, you think, okay, well, God ain't done with Katrina, using Katrina as a teaching tool that it is. If you believe in karma, oh, this is you just getting back what you got, what you put out. Because the tape that showed that Bush lied, we have a tape that shows that Bush lied. Bush said no one could have anticipated the breach of the levees. We have a tape where people are telling Bush the levees will be breached. Not just people, Homeland Security and FEMA telling Bush the levees will break. The levees can break. And if they do, all HE double toothpicks will break loose. Okay? We have a tape that proved that Bush lied. And what's happening as a result of that? Oh, we have a whole lot of Republicans out there are angry and frightened. They're frightened of their future, and they're angry at the guy that's screwing it up for them. That's what's going on in the Republican minds. And understand that they're not. Remember when Harriet Myers? I'm sure Bush thought that Harriet Myers would be put to the back pages of the history books. Only crazy Democrats would remember that story of Harriet Myers. Harriet Myers, during Harriet Myers, the confirmation attempt of Harriet Myers, Bush accused the Republicans who didn't want to go with his girlfriend's appointment. He accused them of being sexist. They didn't. His friends didn't like that. His supporters didn't like that. And now he's accusing the same folks of being racist with this Dubai thing. They don't like that either. And they're not happy with him. They are angry and they are frightened. That's not where you want your base to be. That's not where you want your base to be. Welcome to Wake Up Call.
Thank you. Good morning, Dr. Brown. When Conway West said that George doesn't like colored people?
No, he said George Bush doesn't like black people.
Black people? George Bush doesn't like anyone. Mm-hmm. And the top of the list is himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm.
He doesn't like anyone, and that should be very obvious, you know, to all the people that's listening to you. It's not just black people.
Thanks for your call, Dee.
Sure.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me.
Been around the whole world, still ain't seen nothing like my neighborhood. And of all the fancy satin and silk, my white cotton feels so good. Search high and low for a place where I can lay my burdens down. Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like the peace that I have found. The little things and the joy they bring.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Account Temps. Westbound Martin Luther King Bridge at the Missouri Bank. Right lane is closed due to work at the casino. Traffic jammed through 5570. Westbound 40 at Hampton or Hanley. Look for a disabled vehicle blocking the acceleration on the ramp. Bridge, northbound 270 from Dorset to 70. Look for an accident involving a tractor trailer. Three right lanes are blocked. Traffic is jammed as you approach Dorset. Eastbound 40 between Bowles and the Merrimack River Bridge. Look for slow traffic eastbound 40 at Spady and Lindbergh. Slow traffic westbound 270 between New Halls Ferry and Washington Elizabeth. Look for slow traffic eastbound 40 from Brentwood to Hanley. Slow. Southbound 170 at 270 in the Airport Road. Expect delays this hour. Westbound 5570 from Illinois 203 onto the PSB. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 64 at Bow Avenue in the 5570 split. Look for slow traffic there as well. The East Bridge is backed up through the Illinois Bank. And also eastbound Manchester between Hampton and Forest Park Parkway. Look for the lights not working. They are on red flash at Knox. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Account Temps, the world's leader in specialized financial staffing. When you need temporary accounting or financial help, call Account Temps. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Partly sunny today, a high in the mid-50s. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Locally heavy rainfall is possible after midnight. The low in the mid-40s. For Wednesday, occasional showers and thunderstorms, high in the lower 60s. Thursday evening, showers and thunderstorms with a low in the mid-50s. And Friday, occasional showers and thunderstorms, high in the lower 60s. Currently, the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 35 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 35 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri-St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU Wake Up Call host Liz Brown. This national forum for black public administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri-St. Louis and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information.
What is a community? It's friends, neighbors, co-workers, the people we work with, the people we share our world with. Sodexo is a community. It's a community of more than 100,000 employees and the 6 million people we serve every day. Sodexo is a community of people committed to improving the quality of daily life in St. Louis. It's why we partner with local minority-owned businesses, support the Gateway Classic with $50,000 in scholarships, and provide grants to the Martin Luther King Jr. Essay Contest and YMCA tutorial programs. It's why we collected nearly a quarter of a ton of food for the Kirksville Food Bank and support programs like Habitat for Humanity. Sodexo is part of your community, providing services across America and right here in St. Louis. Get to know us at SodexoUSA.com.
Science or religion? Republican or Democrat? Politics, education, crime? Or you just want to talk about Girl Scout cookies? What's your opinion? What's your solution? Tell me, Dave Linehan, on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6.
Try your best. Hi, this is Jamila Nasheed, candidate for state representative. Election time is in August, but tax time is now, so I have some very important information for our community. Did you know that under the Circuit Breaker Tax Credit Program, senior citizens and disabled veterans can receive a check up to $3,000 or more? Monies that can be used for the high cost of prescription drugs, high utility bills, and the rise in price of gasoline. For more information about the Circuit Breaker Tax Credit Program, call me at 409-5730 so that I can help you help yourself. If you have already filed your income taxes, don't worry. You still have time. Once again, call me, Jamila Nasheed, at 409-5730.
Paid for by citizens to elect Jamila Nasheed, State Representative for the 60th District, Felicia Brooks, Treasurer.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Marty.
You know, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
You know, there was a show on that was talking about the war, and I was looking at Link TV, and I stayed up late to look at it, and they were talking about Iraq. And it was some filmmakers over there in Iraq that made a film about how the people really felt about what was going on. And I heard you talking about the media, and you wouldn't see this show on any other regular network TV because they don't really want the truth about how those people really feel about the war over there to be seen. And most of the American people don't really explore or try to find out other information about the war and anything like that. And if you look at from Katrina to the war and all this other things that's been going on, what Bill Clinton did, you know, is one thing. But when you start looking at lives being lost and people, this whole manipulation thing, it's a miracle. People don't rise up and just really start going off about all this stuff.
Another way of evaluating this, Marty, is to look at all of the information that has been kept from American citizens about what's really going on in Iraq, what's really at the root of this Iran war, banging the war drums. When you look at that and you see that polls are saying that Americans do not support this war, no longer support this war, and want us, that the majority of Americans want us, imagine what Americans would do if they were fully informed.
Yeah,
you know, because I don't know that anyone has lived at a time where our government has been so thorough and so consistent about keeping the messages from us. I mean, you know, you can go watch the movie Good Night and Good Luck, and you look at what journalists used to do. Were they telling the whole truth, nothing but the truth? No, but they were certainly. You couldn't have a journalist like Edward R. Murrow today.
No, you could not. They would do everything they could.
No, they wouldn't hire
him. And at the end, they try to keep that man from sharing the information that
exactly.
he got a hold of.
And the fact that there was no internet, there was no 24-hour movie media thing going on, and also because of the way that the media is corporately owned right now, Edward R. Murrow could not exist.
No, he
could not exist.
And it's amazing that, you know, I can listen to this station, and so many people are so, or they love being blinded by the fact that they don't have to look no farther than the regular TV and just accept what they've been fed.
And that's why I have to say this, why this show is so important.
Yes,
because there has to be a place where you have to be able to put out some of the information that is nowhere else.
That's right.
Thank you, Marty.
You're welcome.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. And you need to get up. You need to get to me. I mean, just think about this. 6 months after Katrina, there are 11,000 empty FEMA trailers sitting in Hope, Arkansas. Anybody get the irony there? Where's Bill Clinton from? Hope, Arkansas. And it's interesting that 11,000 trailers sit empty and unused, sinking into the mud in Hope, Arkansas. Do you know that there, 6 months after Katrina, 100 times the safe levels of arsenic are in four city neighborhoods? Regulators have offered no cleanup plan. There's a public health threat. In addition to there not being any hospitals, only one hospital has opened up, and the charity hospital will never open up again. Only 17% of the city schools have reopened 6 months after Katrina. 17% of the city schools have opened. This is the world. That's a result of the decisions made by this administration. Whew. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. And don't forget, you can always, always check out my website at lizbrown.com. That's lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. 454-0400 is the phone number. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, good morning.
Christine, good morning.
I have heard several reports that there's at least six states that are introducing or have already introduced legislation banning abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And I want the listeners to know that Missouri is one of them because mm-hmm. they introduced a bill, I believe it was 2 weeks ago or more, to ban all abortions in Missouri. Now, these people believe that since they have John Roberts and Samuel Alito on the Supreme Court, that they stand a chance of overturning Roe versus Wade. But I want to let them know it's not going to happen because it's not going to be overturned. It should be a woman's right. You should be able to decide, it's your own body, whether or not you want to keep or bear a child. You shouldn't have any legislations telling you what to do with your own body. Now, it should be left up between the woman and God as to what happens. And that's just my humble opinion.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. The toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And don't forget that you can always email at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Dr. Brown. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
I just want to comment on an experience I had yesterday, and maybe I'm a little behind in time and not keeping up with the advancements of things. I went to the bank yesterday, left my little cash money home for lunch, so I stopped to get some lunch money out of my business account. I asked for a withdrawal slip. The lady gave me a withdrawal slip. I wrote down what I needed to do, but she never asked for any identification. So the lesson I learned yesterday is that you can take from your account $100. Now, let me rephrase that. Anyone that has your account number can take $100 out of your account without having to show ID. And I wasn't aware of that. I went to the bank manager or branch manager and expressed that to her because I felt like maybe the teller had made a mistake or just didn't follow proper procedure. But they have it written into a manual that they're not obligated or they do not have to ask you for ID, and I didn't know that. So that means your money is not safe. I write checks to my employees, so that means if they have that knowledge, they can go all around St. Louis or anywhere else that that particular bank is and $100 me to death. And I just thought it was crazy because of all the things you have to do to open up an account, and then if you write me a check, I got to sit there, I got to give you my fingerprints and four or five different IDs to get my account, but then somebody else can get your account number, just walk up and get your money.
I'm not aware that every bank does that, but that's a scary thing that yours does.
It is.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your call. We're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me.
Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on AM 920 WGNU.
This
is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline New York. It appears that President Bush knew exactly what he was doing when he nominated Paul Wolfowitz to head the World Bank. It seemed to fit his agenda to provide funding to causes favored by his administration and to those he is beholden to. So far, it seems to be headed right in that direction. Wolfowitz has managed to oust a number of top officials from the World Bank. The senior ethics official has left, and others include the Vice President for East Asia and the Pacific, the Chief Legal Counsel, and the Second in Command for Environmental and Socially Sustainable Development. Others who are scheduled to leave soon include the Managing Director, the Director of Institutional Integrity, and the Head of the Information Solutions Unit. He's replaced some of these positions with his own cronies who have ties to the Bush administration. Dick Cheney's former communications director, Kevin Kellams, got a newly created job called Director of Communication Strategy, and he still has his original position as advisor to the bank president, which is Mr. Wolfowitz. His choice for corruption monitor for the bank is Suzanne Rich. She's married to a Republican leader and is a powerful Republican lobbyist herself. She got her position without going through normal appointment channels, and that caused some protest by World Bank officials. Another controversial appointment is that of Robin Cleveland, who is now Wolfowitz's senior counsel at the bank. She ran out of the Bush administration after it came to light she used her connections to get a job for a relative at a defense contractor while she was brokering a deal for that contractor with the Pentagon. So far, the only portion of the World Bank that could stop all of this, the Board of Executive Directors, which represents the 184 member countries, has not said a word about what Mr. Wolfowitz has been doing. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle, Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics, to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
The Confluence Chapter of the Missouri Master Naturalist Program is offering a spring training class beginning Tuesday, March 14th. Classes will be held from 3 to 6 on Tuesday afternoons through May 16th at the August A. Bush Conservation Area in St. Charles. 2-day-long field sessions are planned for April 15th and May 6th. Participants are expected to attend all afternoon and Saturday sessions. The enrollment fee is $95 and the class is limited to 25 participants. To find out more, call 636-970-3000 or 636-300-1953, extension 244. You can also visit extension.missouri.edu for more information. Something for you from Radio Free St. Louis.
Are you hungry? You need to go to Sweetie Pies, 4270 Manchester, 9481 West Florissant. Fried chicken wing, beef liver, baked chicken, pork chops, everything good that you want to eat. Sweetie Pies, 4270 Manchester, brand new location. Check them out. Makes you want to kiss your mama.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Frank.
Yes.
Good morning.
Liz, the discussion on the levee breach,
mm-hmm.
if you would, I'd like to hear the tape that you heard where they told Bush the levees were going to be breached or even had the possibility of being breached.
Mm-hmm.
Don't confuse that with overflowing. Did you hear anybody say that to Bush?
Let's back up, Frank. What did George Bush say to the American people 4 days after the breach? He said
he was...
No. Okay.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
He was told...
No, that's not what he said.
Well, tell me what he said. This is not a guessing game.
Oh, well, it is a guessing. It is for everybody to see what you know and what
you don't know.
Don't tell me what I'm not going to do. What George Bush said, Frank, was that no one could have anticipated the levee breaching.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
And what did people at the meeting tell him?
Play it for us.
No.
I want to hear it, Liz.
You tell me. Have you heard it? Is the answer yes or no?
I heard the entire tape.
And what did you hear about the levees?
They did not say anything about the levee being breached. They talked about it being topped,
mm-hmm.
not breached.
And what is the word?
You know the difference between the two things, I hope.
And the president sat there,
uh-huh.
and he didn't ask the question.
Play the tape to tell me. It was breached. Liz.
Okay, you're right. You're absolutely
play the
Frank. You're absolutely right. You're
just play
absolutely.
It,
you're ab-
just play
I certainly
it.
Will. I certainly will.
Don't
I certainly will.
Just play the tape.
I certainly will.
Okay,
that's not a problem. That
great.
Is absolutely not a problem.
I want to hear it.
Oh, you've already heard it.
And then
you've
I want to tell you that your line of propaganda to people who are informed just don't cut it.
Sure it does, Frank. It cuts it every single morning, 4 hours, every single day of the week.
I know.
Every single day of the week.
It's like a drumbeat.
Absolutely.
And you tell half the story.
No, I tell all the story, Frank.
Which is unusual for a liberal.
Okay. Thanks, Frank. And the conservatives
are
doing a wonderful, wonderful job. The fact of the matter is George W. Bush was told that when Hurricane Katrina struck, the storm could breach levees. And if you want to play semantics with the word tops, if you want to look up what the word breach is, if you want to look up the word tops, if you want to look up what this man was told about these levees, and the fact of the matter is that he was told. He was absolutely told at that meeting that he took when he was on vacation. He got warnings from every single person. He got warnings from his disaster chief. He got warnings from federal, state, and local officials. He got a top hurricane expert voice, grave concerns about the levees. The Michael Brown told George W. Bush and Homeland Security Chief Michael Chernoff that there weren't enough disaster teams to help evacuees at the Superdome. He said, I am concerned about their ability to respond to a catastrophe, within a catastrophe. And here we have this guy that is the President of the United States sitting at a meeting warning him in dramatic and many times in agonizing terms if Katrina struck, it could breach the levees, and it would put lives at risk. And 4 days after that, George W. Bush said, and I quote again, no one could have anticipated that the levees would be breached. No one could anticipate that. Ain't that some stuff? 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Mm. Yes, Liz, you know, what do you really expect?
respect in the country run by people like Cheney and Karl Rove. You expect nothing but what we are getting, and you know it's worked for a while, and that last angry caller, he knows what he's facing, 1994, 1980, 1964. The only shocking thing is that people will call in and try to defend this living hell. Thank you very much.
454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, I am so excited about the new Supreme Court and the unanimous decisions that have come down lately. 8-0, 8-0, where they said to the universities, yeah, you want our money, but you don't want to go by the federal mandates that says we're allowed in. And the 8-0 against the RICO Act, which is, it's just beautiful because it's showing, hey, maybe we're going to stop killing babies in America. And I know you're for that, Liz, but, you know, maybe it'll stop. Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Are you finished? Because you sound awfully, awfully excited. Let me put you on hold just for a second. The unanimous decision, you're so excited, you're just confusing everything. The unanimous decision with regard to the universities didn't have anything to do with babies, sweetheart. What it had to do with was universities, college universities, being very concerned about the military coming onto their campus to recruit while the military discriminates against people. And they said, we don't want entities, we don't allow any entity that discriminates against any of our students coming on to our college campuses. And what the Supreme Court has said is that because a university takes federal funding, they have to allow the military, despite their discriminatory policies, to come on to college campuses. And what college campuses will have to do is make the decision of whether or not they're going to take federal money. That's the decision that they're going to make. This didn't have anything to do with babies, sweetheart. They haven't made any decisions about abortion. But I understand your excitement. You look at politics like it's like many naive people do, like it's a sports game, as opposed to and our team is winning, as opposed to what's good for the entire nation and what people really want. These are scary times, Gary. Your excitement is very scary and concerning. We're taking a break. Stay with me.
The issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU.
That's Dana Reeves singing in public for one of the last times. She was on ABC's Good Morning America. The widow of actor Christopher Reeve has died of lung cancer. She'd put her own career as an actor and singer on hold to care for her husband after he was paralyzed in a horseback riding accident. She announced her own diagnosis last fall. She talked to ABC's Diane Sawyer a few months after that. Diane asked her how she managed to cope.
I think that's something that, for some reason, always, just sort of things happen, and I've just been able to deal with them. I don't know why me, but it seems to be, you know, I do think I deserve a little bit of a break.
Dana Reeve was 44. President Bush meets with the Russian foreign minister today in Washington. They're expected to discuss a possible UN Security Council rebuke of Iran and the U.S. drive to limit aid to Hamas. The extremist group is now in control of the Palestinian government. Al Jazeera TV broadcast a short, silent videotape today. It shows three of the four Christian peacemakers held hostage in Iraq. Two Canadians, one British, but not American, Tom Fox.
The video gives us hope, but we also are feeling distress that we only saw three of our four friends.
Alan Slater, a spokesman for the Christian Peacemaker Group. A House panel today will open a hearing on how to stop cruise ship crimes.
Over the past 3 years, cruise lines received 177 reports of unlawful sexual acts, only 22 of which resulted in arrests. 28 people were reported missing, only 5 of whom were ever recovered or found, and there were 4 robberies reported for items over $5,000.
ABC's Liz Marlantes in Washington. Checking the money scope at abcnews.com, the Dow and the Nasdaq both down in early going. The Nasdaq is off 16 points. The Dow is down 20 points. This is ABC News.
If you have allergies, discover new Allever Citrus Burst.
The instant it touches your tongue, it bursts into action. And you know allergy relief is on its way. New Allivert Citrus Burst is non-drowsy 24-hour relief in a great-tasting, quick-dissolving tablet. Get the allergy relief you need to keep going. Try new quick-dissolving Allivert Citrus Burst. Experience the relief. Use as directed.
Criminal justice is one of America's fastest-growing career fields. With a degree in criminal justice, you can pursue exciting entry-level opportunities. At the ITT Tech School of Criminal Justice, they teach you the fundamentals of the criminal justice system. Classes meet just a few days a week, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Call now for an ITT Tech brochure. 1-800-851-4499. 1-800-851-4499.
Not offered at every campus. Check the ITT Tech for a list of programs offered.
With about 2.5 years till the next presidential election, the presidential hopefuls are beginning to come out of the woodwork. An ABC News poll wanted to know what you thought about two possible names on the ballot. Here's ABC's Jim Hickey.
Both possible presidential candidates, John McCain and Hillary Clinton, are viewed favorably by most Americans. 59% McCain, 52% Clinton. But the ABC poll finds important differences in their support profiles. McCain has broad support across party lines. Clinton's major support is within her own party, which may explain why the poll finds 33% who really don't like Democrat Clinton versus 11% who really don't like Republican McCain. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Baseball Hall of Famer Kirby Puckett has died. The outfielder who played for the Minnesota Twins his entire career had a stroke at his home in Phoenix on Sunday. He was 45 years old. I'm Darielle Albinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, the 131st Fighter Wing will leave Lambert-St. Louis International Airport, but it's staying in Missouri. The Missouri Air National Guard Wing will become an associate unit of the Air Force's B-2 stealth bomber fleet, located at Whiteman Air Force Base near Kansas City. Colonel Greg Champagne, the vice commander of the 131st Fighter Wing, explains who will be affected by the move.
The 131st Fighter Wing is a huge operation, and this only affects the aviation portion of the wing. So about 500 people are associated with this announcement. And so that's military positions. 244 is a total of full-time positions that are affected by this announcement. So they will be assigned to Whiteman Air Force Base.
The transition of the 131st Fighter Wing to the B-2 is designed to allow the Air Force to use the experience of Missouri Air National Guard members to their advantage. According to the Missouri Air National Guard, the move also provides the state of Missouri a robust force structure to meet homeland security missions. Three teenagers are expected to face property damage charges in connection with an alleged vandalism spree in Olivet. The teens, all members of the DeSmet High School baseball team, allegedly damaged mailboxes at 18 homes over the weekend. Police say witnesses saw the suspects smashing the mailboxes with baseball bats. Finally this hour, Cardinals pitchers were rocked for 21 hits yesterday in a 12-8 loss to the Orioles in Fort Lauderdale. Jason Marquis gave up 4 runs and 5 hits in 2 2/3 innings, while Braden Looper was touched for 2 runs and 5 hits in his first appearance of the spring. The Redbirds' offense was powered by home runs from Brian Daubach and Chris Duncan and a pair of RBI singles from Skip Schumacher. The Cards return to Jupiter to face the Dodgers at 12:05 this afternoon. Jeff Supon will oppose former Cardinal Brett Tomko, and third baseman Scott Rowland is expected to make his spring debut. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion. A woman's glow is beautiful, and now every woman can enhance her own glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with skin brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample while supplies last. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis. Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion. Westbound Martin Luther King Bridge traffic at Missouri Bank. Look for the right lane to be closed due to work on the casino. Traffic is jammed all the way to the 5570 split. Northbound 270 from Dorset to 70. Look for an accident. It's been cleared. However, traffic jams all the way back almost to Olive on northbound 270. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to 79. That traffic's finally easing this hour. Eastbound 40 from Brentwood to Hanley. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and Hanley. Look for slow traffic as well. The I-70 reversible lanes are closed for maintenance this hour or today for the rest of today. Westbound 5570 from Illinois 203 to the PSB. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 64 from Bowell Avenue. The 5570 split looks for slow traffic as well. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street on the Poplar Street Bridge. Those ramps are stacked still this hour. The East Bridge is backed up through the Illinois Bank. Eastbound Manchester from Hampton to Forest Park or Forest Avenue. Look for traffic lights not working. They're on flash at Knox. Carondelet at 55. There's road construction. Various lanes are closed. Germania at 55. There's also various lanes closed due to road construction. And northbound remains open to westbound Germania traffic. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion. A woman's glow is beautiful, and now every woman can enhance her glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with skin brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample while supplies last. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Partly sunny day, high in the mid-50s this evening. That's when everything changes. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. And showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Locally heavy rain is possible with a low in the mid-40s. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms, a high in the lower 60s. Wednesday evening, showers and thunderstorms, low in the mid-50s. And Thursday, showers and thunderstorms with a high again in the lower 60s. Currently, the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 36 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 36 under sunny skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the top of the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Before you go to the movies, go to Radio Free St. Louis. Find out what's worth seeing and what's not worth the bother. Join Dave Lenahan and Mark Glass for What's Good New at the Movies, a regular feature of Today's Solutions, Friday afternoons at 4:10 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Also online at www.blacktie-stlewis.com.
You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU Wake Up Call host Liz Brown. This national forum for black public administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri St. Louis and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information.
How do you become a hero at work? It's easy. Just drop your business card at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard. Your friends at AM 920 will draw a new winner every week beginning Friday, March 10th, and deliver a basket of goodies on Monday to the winning workplace. Contest ends May 29th, 2006. No purchase necessary. Employees of WGNU Radio and contributing sponsors not eligible. One prize per employer, please. The WGNU Workplace Hero from the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, Thomas Brand Coffee, and AM 920 WGNU.
You're listening to AM 920 WGNU.
Are you hungry? You need to go to Sweetie Pie's, 4270 Manchester, 9481 West Florissant. Fried chicken wing, beef liver, baked chicken, pork chops, everything good that you want to eat. Sweetie Pie's, 4270 Manchester, brand new location. Check them out. Makes you want to kiss your mama.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. To use our power. Please do not beg for
Jean was shot and was killed tonight. I will never say the progress that Jean made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's the blow that the low knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution. The air filled with brothers. Help me
listen. The hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equality.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number, and you can email me at revolution@lizbrown.com, revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up, get to me. Whew, we have much to talk about. Republicans are not happy. They're scared, and they are frightened for the future of their party, as well they should be, as well they should be. Let me get to a caller or two. Yes, good morning.
You know, I wanted to make a comment on the information that I received, not only from listening to you, but also the New York Times on the incident of the Katrina and Michael Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm quoting the New York Times, a statement made by Michael Brown. He says, "My obligation was to the White House and to make sure the president knows what's going on," he said, "and I did that." And it went on to say that the Department of Homeland Security testified that it was Mr. Brown's refusal to accept that his agency reported to them. So he didn't report to the Homeland Security. He reported directly to Bush.
No, he didn't. No, George Brown did not report to Bush.
Well, it's saying here that he told Bush that the levee had been breached.
Right. He did tell Bush that.
That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
And people are saying that Bush didn't know. But according to this, and even Homeland Security admitted that Brown was going and telling Bush directly.
Yes.
And, you know, you had a caller said that Bush didn't know.
Yeah, of course. See, we had a caller that wanted to. Okay, he was just told it was going to top the levees. He didn't know, for real.
Oh, well, you know, the definition for breach in Webster and Oxford means to penetrate through. I mean, even for a whale, it means to come out of the water. So I can't understand how they couldn't recognize the definite, when you mentioned breach, that it didn't mean to, you know, to punch a hole through.
And here's the other piece of it. What Bush said 4 days afterwards is, no one could have anticipated that the levees would have been breached. People were reporting to you about all of the things that were going on. Anticipate means that it came at us out of the blue.
The idea that people are telling you that the levees are going to be top. People are telling you that the levees are going to be breached. Even if you say that the word breach was not going to be used, people are saying this is a Category 4 hurricane, that the lakes are filling up, that we're not going to have room at the Superdome, that the levee is going to be topped. What do you mean you couldn't have anticipated that the levees are going to break too?
Well, you know, this is the first time in listening to your radio program for years I ever had to go do the research myself, because I usually have found out that the things I hear you say and report on are usually generally accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax, my toll-free long-distance number. And let us not miss the point here. Let us not miss another point in this story about Bush. The August 28th audio tape. And there were five other audio tapes, and I have the transcripts from all five of them, and I'm going to have all those tomorrow to share with you for all of the different and dire warnings that George W. Bush received on while he was on vacation and Katrina was bearing down. And understand that this is a leaked video. Which also, if we're going to talk about breaches and topping, this shows the wall that has been built around George W. Bush to keep information from us. That wall has also been topped. It's also been breached. Because this videotape was a leaked videotape. And as you watch this August 28th videotape, you see George W. Bush at a conference room at his Texas ranch on vacation. What you see is a man that is disengaged, disconnected, non-participatory in this briefing, which is really just fascinating to see how he runs our government. Michael Brown was there. Max Mayfield of the National Hurricane Center was there. He was warned about the hurricane. He was warned about what was going to happen. Bush was directly told that the approaching storm was frighteningly dangerous. The levees might not hold. That there was a big potential for catastrophic damages and deaths. Okay. That's scary stuff, isn't it? That's important stuff, isn't it? This is an American city. This isn't Baghdad. This is a few thousand miles away from where you are, a few hundred miles away from me. I don't know how far he is, a few hundred miles away from where he was in Crawford. You're being told this. And George W. Bush, this is the point that I don't want to escape your observation and your assessment of this presidency and of this individual that's sitting in the White House. He didn't ask one single question. He didn't ask one. Not one question about anything. I mean, shoot. You're the president of the United States, right? You walk in and you ask questions just on GP because you in control of this. You the big dog in this room. You got questions to ask of every single one of your employees. What are you doing to prepare for this? What do you have to do with this? Where are you going to get what we need from here? What are your people doing about this? You the big dog. You in charge. And George W. Bush, with all of the dire warnings, with the fear that was in the room, with the statements about not having enough, we may not have enough resources at the Superdome. Well, good God, you don't have a question to ask about that? You don't have a question about, well, what are we going to do if we don't have room?
George W. Bush sat there, and there is no more devastating indictment of this administration than for George Bush to sit silently during a briefing of that time and not ask one dang question. When Kanye West said George W. Bush doesn't care, understand the word care. I don't know. There's nobody in my life that I know. You know what? And I will say this too. Friends and enemies alike. I don't know even the people that I have uttered absolutely no respect for, who I really can't stand the ground that they walk on, okay? Even those people in my life who I know personally, every single one of them would have had a question to ask. Every single one of them would have had a question to ask. This man sat silently when Kanye West said George W. Bush doesn't care. There is no more proof or evidence than the silence that he exhibited, that he didn't ask a dang question. He didn't ask one single question. I don't think disengaged is a big enough word. I don't think removed from the human experience is a big enough phrase. The President of the United States, when briefed on this catastrophic hurricane that was fixing to hit the Gulf Coast region of the United States of America, where United States citizens live, he didn't ask one question. Now you understand why the D student should not be in the White House? Do you get me? Do you understand? And I bet you he didn't ask a single question in school either. That's why the dumbest boy in the classroom should not be running stuff. Because you don't know what questions to ask. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz. Good morning, Liz. I'm calling you to speak on the subject that you're talking on about George Bush.
You need to turn your radio down in the background, please.
Hold on a second.
Okay. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, Sylvia. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Liz. You took the words out of my mouth. That's what I was calling about. I was going to say that is how a decent student is.
That's
they
right.
They sit in the back of a classroom and they don't ask a thing.
That's right.
That's just how he looked, too. Sitting there.
Maybe he was having flashbacks. Maybe he was having flashbacks to like when he was in school. I ain't got nothing to ask here either.
Right.
I didn't read the book. I didn't prepare for class. I don't know what's going on.
He probably was having a flashback. He thought he was at school.
And people died. And hundreds of thousands of people's homes are destroyed. And you know what? And the D student hasn't changed his role either, because even after the test, even after the stuff is in front of you, he still doesn't have anything to say.
That's right. That's all I had to say.
All right now. Thanks, Sylvia. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz. Yes. This is Curtis Lawton.
Yes.
I was calling you to speak on the subject that you was talking on about George Bush.
Yes, sir.
They were saying that the Larry Breach top, what's the different waters coming into the city, regardless
mm-hmm.
whether Breach or top. that's a technicality that he's using to okay what he's done. But I saw the program when they was telling him about the labor was going to be
breached. Of course he was told, Curtis. You know he was told.
Yeah,
and
I
like
saw the segment when they was telling him.
All right, now.
Yeah, all right. That's all I got to say.
Curtis, thank you so much.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Liz. I just wanted to add that this was a repeat performance for President Bush. If you recall the incident of 9/11, how for about 7 minutes he just stared into space. You recall that?
When he was sitting there with the babies?
Right.
He didn't have a question.
That when a deep decision has to be made, it's very difficult for him to come to a decision.
Well, not come to a decision, but to ask a question. Because if somebody just whispered into your ear, and you're the president of the United States, the Twin Towers, we're under attack, Mr. President. Don't you think you'd have a follow-up question on that? And he didn't. And after they whispered in his ear, then he didn't whisper back. He just sat there. Mr. President, we're under attack. And he just sat there.
That's tragic, Liz.
Oh, it's tragic.
Okay, thank you.
All right, 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. He didn't ask a single. He didn't ask anything. He didn't ask anything. That's huge. That is huge. 454-0400 is my phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Let me take one more caller here. Car phone.
How you doing?
Turn your phone down. Turn your radio down.
Yes, ma'am. It's down. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, I was talking about, you guys were talking about President Bush and what his reaction was during 9/11.
Yes.
And I think that reaction wasn't a one of surprise or not what to do. And if you know the reaction, he already knew it was going to happen. He already knew about 9/11, like the investigation of several people had found. He already knew about it. So therefore, there was no question to ask. There was no response. That he can only sit there and do what he did because he already knew about it. When somebody tells you something that you already knew about, it's called foreshadowing.
I understand that, but here is my point. If you believe that George Bush knew about 9/11 before it happened, I submit to you, John, that there's still a couple of questions to ask when somebody comes and tells you that it's done. And that there are a couple of questions. I could think of a couple of questions to ask my own self.
You know what? But if you, it's like an actor. If you're a terrible actor, you know, then you won't know what to ask. You won't know what to do.
No, if you are a D student, you won't know what to do and you won't know what to ask. John, what I'm saying to you is that even if he knew that it was going to happen, and they whispered in his ear that the Secret Service came and whispered in his ear that it is done, you still have a couple of questions. Do I leave now? Do you want me to go now? What's the next step? You still have some questions.
Yeah, but if you're guilty, there ain't nothing that you can do. When you're guilty, Ms. Liz, when you're guilty, then you always leave yourself open for all type of things that don't make sense, that ain't right. You know, it's like a lie. You know, you have to keep telling a lie. So the lie that he told was expressed on his face. He knew, but there was nothing that he could say at that time to make up for what he already knew.
And he was,
you know what? The look was not of that of a person who should have been surprised, like, oh my God, the Twin Towers. He didn't look surprised at all.
We're having a different discussion here, John. You're having a discussion of whether or not he knew or not. I'm saying even if he knew that there was still a question to ask, there still was a question or two to ask the person that whispered it in his ear. There still was.
Okay, what would you ask that question? If you knew already, what question would you ask?
Okay,
you already knew.
Okay, I'm saying, okay, the question I would ask is, are we leaving now? Do we go now? That's one question.
Okay.
That's one question.
That's not a question.
Yes,
that's
it is
like
a question. Well, it is a question. If you're not in charge, you're asking a question. Do I go now? Is that the plan? Do I go now? Do I leave these children now? Sure, there's some questions to ask them back in
here. You know what? But if we got 20 hours being blown up.
Gotta roll. We're going to take a break, folks. Liz Brown, wake up call. I will be back after this. Stay with me.
Talk to me while I'm listening now. While this love has a voice that we both can hear.
This is Jamila Nasheed, candidate for state representative. Election time is in August, but tax time is now, so I have some very important information for our community. Did you know that under the Circuit Breaker Tax Credit Program, senior citizens and disabled veterans can receive a check up to $3,000 or more? Monies that can be used for the high cost of prescription drugs, high utility bills, and the rise in price of gasoline. For more information about the Circuit Breaker Tax Credit Program, call me at 409-5730 so that I can help you help yourself. If you have already filed your income taxes, don't worry. You still have time. Once again, call me, Jamila Nasheed, at 409-5730.
Paid for by citizens to elect Jamila Nasheed, state representative for the 60th District. Felicia Brooks,
this is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in 2 to 4 weekday afternoons on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's go take on the day.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on bills, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 35%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-308-0133. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 35% so you can make your money work harder, like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call 800-308-0133. With over 150 exclusive loan products, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loan have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you'll make all year long. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payments up to 35%. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-308-0133. 800-308-0133. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Call now, 800-308-0133.
You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri, St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU Wake Up Call host Liz Brown. This national forum for black public administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri St. Louis and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Father, stop criticizing your son. Mother, please leave your daughters alone. Don't you see that's what's wrong?
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I am Liz Brown. My number here is 454-0400-1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. There's a story that comes coming out of Washington. And it kind of describes an event. A Democratic fundraiser in Minneapolis. And there was a man there at this Democratic fundraiser in Minneapolis. He was there. He was in an expensive suit. And he was kind of looking a bit deer in the headlight-ish. Milling around the crowd, looking for a familiar face. The writer of this article said to this man, you know, you look kind of lost to me. I am, said the man. I'm a Republican. And so the writer asked the Republican at this Democratic fundraiser in Minneapolis, you make many of these things? Talking about the Democratic fundraisers that happened during a political year like this year. He said, yeah, more than I would have thought. He said that he ran a small suburban company. He said he had voted invariably for Republican candidates. He knew some of them and generally respected them. But that, he seemed to be saying, was then, this is now. This is now because it's the year 2006 and he is lost. He's lost his center of gravity. He's lost because of what's going on with the Republican Party. And the writer of this article talked about a number of homeless Republicans out there puttering about in this wasteland of the world that they used to call the Republican world. The reality is that a lot of Republicans are lost. I mean, think about this. This was in Minneapolis. This is in a prosperous part of Minneapolis. The Republican Party, if you know anything about, if you've been paying attention to anything about what's happening with the Republican Party, through proxy or not proxy, the Republican Party, through its lobbyists, through its media, water carriers, and through the profiteers, has denigrated into the role of, just think about it. When you think of the crying and lying folks out there, the guys with the yachts, Duke, the Dukester, when you think of the Tom DeLays, when you think of the Bill Frist, really what they have turned the Republican Party into is, the role of a bagman for corporate powers. And the builders of war, I mean, the war profiteers, they're the bag men and women. Ain't that something? The Republican Party has become simply a bag man. Oh, sure, there are some people on the Supreme Court that are going to address some conservative issues and deliver for some conservative ideology. That is true. And those are lifetime appointments. So it'll be a while before any other appointees are made. Appointments are made. But the heart and soul and body and organs and all of that stuff of the Republican Party still remains as it is. It is the bag man, a bag man for corporate interests. How does that feel? 454-400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And the only time that we get a rise out of George W. Bush is when he's out here saying, I'm going to veto legislation that doesn't let me give Dubai what they want. That's when you get a rise out of him. Not when levies are breached. Not when levies are breached. These are amazing times. These are amazing times. And just in case you didn't know, rumor has it that they're teeing up Halliburton to replace Dubai. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the wake up call, Michelle.
Yes, Liz, in South Dakota, they just passed a law banning all abortions except for in the case of the life of the mother.
Mm-hmm.
I think what the strategy there is, that takes about 2 or 3 years to get through the federal courts. Then it will get to the Supreme Court.
If the Supreme Court decides to take it, correct.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Now, what we're thinking, though, there's an 86-year-old Supreme Court justice who is very liberal, and I think he'll be going off and Mr. Bush will get to appoint another. Then Roe versus Wade could be overturned. And we would all breathe a sigh of relief.
And here's what is interesting to me, Michelle, is this. I think that there are a lot of people on the ground that are like 700 degrees separated from the boys at the top that are making all the decisions.
Not the majority of people, no.
Well, you're not in the room with George W. Bush, and the millions of other people like you that feel the way that you do are not in the room with George W. Bush either. So this is the point that I'm going to make.
Uh-huh.
That the fact of the matter is that people like you and people that have the attitudes and the beliefs that you do. And
that you shouldn't kill babies, right?
No, anti-abortion views. That's what we're talking about right now.
Whatever.
Well, people like you, here's the thing. The Republican Party is far more interested in not overturning Roe versus Wade because they can't rile up and they can't count on and they can't get people like you to come out and vote if Roe versus Wade is overturned. So their interest is not overturning it. What they're going to do is they're going to keep cutting away at Roe versus Wade, but they will never overturn it because they can't keep people like you in line. Oh, no.
We'll see.
Because the fact of the matter is that most of the people that is as connected to this issue as you are unconnected to any other type of politic. I haven't seen that ruling.
Oh, it was a great one.
Let me finish my thought. The fact of the matter is, because this is a very important issue here, is I know so many of you are anticipating an overturning of Roe versus Wade, but it's not going to happen. And not because they believe in Roe versus Wade. They understand Roe versus Wade as the powerful organizing tool that it is. They need something to make you all come to the voting booths. And the gay marriage thing, that helps. That helps to stir you up and get you out there. And if they kill the only other social issue, because y'all ain't coming to the polls about Medicaid. Y'all ain't coming to the polls about housing issues. Y'all ain't coming to the polls about bankruptcy laws. Y'all ain't coming to the polls about any of the things that impact on everybody's life, about food stamps, about food for children. None of that. About the environment. None of that. You're going to come to the poll on one single social issue, and those that control you also know you. They're not going to kill Roe versus Wade because they need you at the polls and they know that you are completely disconnected and disinterested if your one single issue is not at stake. They will whip you up into the frenzy that they have and they want to keep you there. And if you want the proof of how you all are whipped up into a frenzy and how they do that, just say the word. Say the word. Two words. Say the two words. Terry Schiavo. That's how they pimp their ride. And to break it down for you, you the ride. And it's you that's getting pimped. We're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
Para donde vas? Para donde vas? Donde vas? Para donde vas?
Muchacha.
Para donde vas?
Oye, mujer.
Para donde vas?
Dime.
Para donde vas? Donde vas?
Si vas al baile, baila conmigo. Si vas al carnaval, quiero ir contigo. Si vas a donde quiera, no me quedo atrás.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Laredo, Texas.
The lawlessness in this area around the border town is continuing to spiral out of control. More Americans have been kidnapped in this area than in all of Iraq by Islamic terrorists. There are 26 Americans reported missing by authorities in the Laredo, Nuevo Laredo region, and another 400 Mexicans are also reported missing. Americans kidnapped in Iraq are listed at 23. Executions are also on the rise, but exact numbers are hard to come by because of the way they're being committed. After being killed, bodies are stuffed into oil drums, then acid is poured over the body to destroy it, and finally, gasoline is added to burn whatever is left. Last year, there were 176 murders reported in Nuevo Laredo, and not one has been solved. For January and February, 27 have been reported, and still not one solved. Officials in the region say the drug cartels have taken over, and there is new fear that foreign mercenaries are being recruited for the turf war going on. Some intelligence indicates that terrorists from the Middle East are working their way into Mexico and passing themselves off as Mexicans because of their darker skin. Last month, federal agents in Laredo, Texas, raided a building that turned out to be a secret factory that made improvised explosive devices similar to those being used against the troops in Iraq. This is your wake-up call global news update. You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri, St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU wake-up call host Liz Brown. This national forum for black public administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri, St. Louis, and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. This is the station that discusses the issues that matter most to you. And if you have a problem with personal work or family relationships, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in to Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Weekday afternoons from 2 to 4. Then go do the right thing.
After saving the world, a super family like the Incredibles needs a super vacation. And Disney on Ice has it with their new show. Disney presents Pixar's The Incredibles in a Magic Kingdom Adventure. Join Mr. and Mrs. Incredible, Violet, Dash, and Jack-Jack as they meet Mickey and Minnie and enjoy the Magic Kingdom's most popular attractions brought to life on ice for the very first time. See them rocket through Space Mountain. Brave the ghostly thrills of the Haunted Mansion. Whirl around the Mad Tea Party. And when Syndrome shows up to spoil the fun, the Incredibles blast into action. And every child at the show gets a free Incrediband to help save the day. Come share this Disney on Ice adventure with your super family.
Playing March 15th through the 19th, it's Sabbath Saturday. Get your tickets today at all Ticketmaster outlets or online at DisneyOnIce.com.
Are you hungry? You need to go to Sweetie Pies, 4270 Manchester, 9481 West Florissant. Fried chicken wing, beef liver, baked chicken, pork chops, everything good that you want to eat. Sweetie Pies, 4270 Manchester, brand new location. Check them out. Makes you want to kiss your mama.
Tuesday morning, 10 a.m., what to do, what to do. How about joining me for the Susan Smith Harmon Show on AM 920 WGNU? We'll talk about all of the politics we're used to, plus anything else that gets our attention. Frank will be along just for fun. It'll be a great time. 10 a.m. every Tuesday, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Bryant.
You don't know how you met me. You don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright.
I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
That's right, you won't find no one else like me. I'm Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. That last lady that called, I totally agree, and I can't understand why women don't see that they use that issue, just like you said. And I thought women were smarter than that. They could figure those types of things out. The church did the same thing with the abuse issue. Years ago, people asked questions, and they were silenced. And the church brought up all these other things, abortion, and they did it mainly to create a facade so that people wouldn't zero in on what the priorities were. But I'm amazed those women can't figure that out, that they're being used.
It is. They are hopping up, like I said, pimping their ride. That is the ride to get elected.
Yeah.
That, you know, and they are not going to overturn a Roe versus Wade because it is too important as an organizing tool.
It's a draw.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is. What's going to happen, though, is they're going to keep incrementalizing it and cutting back and cutting back and cutting back. So it's going to be awful.
Yeah, it is.
It's really going to be awful.
Because it's going to, you know, I can't figure out, Liz, why men can vote on an issue like that when they don't even participate in that. How do we get to this point?
What kills me is that we still have clubs in this country that say that your mother, your sister, your daughter, your aunt, your niece can't come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that whole mentality of it is that sexist mentality.
Unless somebody brings it up and says something about it and confronts somebody, because even at clubs and stuff, they do that. But sometimes a well-known person will get in there and they will say they won't play that club or they won't do that. And then all of a sudden, the person realizes things are changing and I need to make a change too.
But every one of the men that are members of there has had a mother. Every one of them, most of them probably have wives.
Absolutely.
And most of them have daughters, and yet my husband wouldn't be able to be a member of a club that wouldn't let me in.
Hmm.
You know, it shouldn't take a celebrity to shut those places down. Women can shut things down.
Oh yeah, they
can.
I mean, even years ago, they said that if women walked off their jobs in this country for an issue, for just a period of 2 weeks or more, that it would, you know, they would think twice about, you know, going towards the direction that they, you know, or whatever they were asking for.
You're absolutely.
They don't realize their power, how much power they actually hold. And the people that are bringing these issues up realize that, and they're trying to divert their attention.
Thank you so much, Kathy.
Oh, you're welcome.
Right.
Thanks, Liz.
You're welcome. 454-0400 is my phone number. Orlando.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
I want to say I love you and I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you.
Say hi to you and your listening audience. I didn't get a chance to hear your show yesterday.
You can go to whiterosesociety.org and check it out.
Okay. I was wondering if you guys had a chance to talk, because I had a chance to go to the Board of Auto meeting as far as the review board or whatever. And, you know, about the police brutality situation. Anyway, I was wondering if you guys talked about this article in yesterday's paper about the police being attacked by rioters.
No.
No, you didn't.
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, I wish you would.
Well, you go ahead. Talk about it, Orlando. Tell us about it.
Okay. It was saying that there was this happened in San Bernardino, California.
Mm-hmm.
Their rioting broke out Saturday night at a British punk band concert, injuring several people and destroying two police officials, police cars. And anyway, they end up talking about how the police retreated. And I'm just wondering, you know, as far as like...
So you're asking the question, your observation is that why didn't the police shoot into the crowd, or why wasn't anybody
right,
home?
Why wasn't, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Who decides, okay, well, we're going to retreat in this case,
mm-hmm.
in other cases, we're going to beat the hell out of people. You know what I mean?
I think that that is a fair question. I think that that is an appropriate question to ask. And the challenge to America is to understand that what oftentimes determines whether or not police are going to beat the heck out of people, as you've described,
right,
or whether they're going to retreat from a situation,
right,
is race and class.
Right, and I'm sorry for using that word. And then also the position of this article is like hidden.
Mm.
So anyway, that's all I want to bring up.
Thank you, Orlando.
Thank you.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. And don't forget, on Wednesday, put it on your calendar, Wednesday, March 22nd from 7:30 to 9 p.m., I will be part of a national forum for Black public administrators. Congresswoman Maxine Waters will be there, as well as Senator Rita Days. This is going to be Wednesday, March 22nd from 7:30 to 9 p.m. at the University of Missouri, the Millennium Center. You need to give them a call at 436-8721. That's 436-8721. And I just want to remind people that on tomorrow's show, of course, we're having the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. And please tell everybody that you know, because elections are coming up. Please tell everybody that you know that if we don't stop this school board that's on there right now, if we don't stop Francis Slay and his Raiders, if we don't stop Darnetta Klingstell, if we don't stop Darnetta Klingstell, Shamel, and Jim Buford Slay, if we don't stop them, then you might as well close the door, kiss it goodbye. They are planning on changing the entire school district, you know, creating a charter school district with their own separate school board, with all of our money, and schools that your children will not be able to attend. That's the plan that's on the table. They're not going to release that till after the election. And that's just the one that we know about. They're getting ready to they could take Metro, shut Metro down and open it up as a charter school next year. That's what the plan is. They must be stopped. And if you want to find out more about this, you need to listen to the show tomorrow at 7 o'clock when we have the St. Louis Public Schools Watch with Peter Downs. I'm Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to tell everybody that you know that they need to vote in this next election, because the school district will be destroyed absolutely, completely. They need the final piece to put it in place. And Jim Buford is that final piece for the school board, Jim Buford Slay. They want to keep Darnetta Klingstell in place and add Jim Buford. It would destroy our district. It would absolutely destroy our district. Just say no. I'll talk to you all same time, same place tomorrow. Stay strong.
I will never say that progress is being made. You stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below, that the low made.
I think I'm hearing revolution. The air will be brother.
Is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Too many, she defined selflessness and grace. Dana Reeve has died of lung cancer. A talented actress and singer, Dana Reeve put on her career on hold to care for her husband, actor Christopher Reeve, after he was paralyzed in a horseback riding accident.
Dana will always